Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you. We must apologize for our late coming. That very thing failed us again. Our connectivity failed. We have done the best we could to rectify it. And that is why we are coming to you late. As you know, as they always say, better late than never. Not minding all these temporary setbacks, we are here live and direct from Biafra land to the rest of humanity. This is our evening edition, the PM version of our twice daily broadcast of Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Therefore, good morning. Good afternoon. Please don't mind us. It's one of the systems here that is going off. Please, it's one of the systems that we work with. These are the things that we encounter here. It's a bit of a pain, but you must try and endure, please, if you can. I will start all over again by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of this very world. That we welcome you to our program. We welcome you now this evening as we did this very morning. And irrespective of what the circumstance is, we must continue to preach this very gospel. We must do so in truth and honesty. We must do so knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is God. We must do so having taken cognizance of the very fact that no matter what we do, we must be able to prevail. We must prevail, and you must please bear with us. Having dealt with this very problem, as we would with every other problem, we must now continue. We are in Biafra land, still under the Zoological Republic. And this evening, once again, I will remind you, having rectified, I believe, CHK 97.6 in Enugu, it is now broadcasting, I presume it is. All other CHK stations are live and direct. We are on satellite. We are also online. Our mission, our effort, our job, our duty, our oath is to serve you in truth and honesty by broadcasting news, analyzing them, dissecting them, forming opinions out of them, allowing you to comment on the news we're presenting every blessed day. That way we grow extraordinarily, both in terms of our intellect, in terms of our intelligence, our wisdom, and our collective ability to rationalize, not just to rationalize, but to articulate a common standpoint. We attended a meeting today at a worry called by people that now have come to the realization that what we are doing is very, very pivotal. It's key. What IPOB is doing is phenomenal. It's a good thing to see that people on the ground acknowledge that. And that formed the basis for the meeting. We are going to get a grand unity, not coalition. We don't do coalition. If you know what is right, you do it. We are not going to have mushroom organization after mushroom organization, everybody looking for relevance. We can't have that here. If they want us to come together, we must agree. We must divide the jobs. We must give roles to people to play. We are not looking for people that would, maybe you're looking for chairman, so you can go and start looking for Theodore to cut a deal. IPOB is incorruptible. If you want to join us, you must understand that we are incorruptible. Incorruptible, I said. Please, very, very critical, very, very important that you understand this. This is Radio Biafra. We must move on. Our time here now is running so fast, 6 minutes past 9 p.m. It's a bit late, I understand that, but Uchemefor has been playing some old editions. Our systems failed. That is why we asked you to buy us the one from America that will be far more sustainable. I don't know what is happening. I don't know when it's going to come. I do not know. And until it comes, we will continue to experience such problems in the future. But we pray we do all we can to limit it. Chukwu Abiyama is here. And we praise him. We offer him thanks. Had we started on time, there was a particular song I heard today that contained within it every prayer I could ever pray for. Everything that is in that very song. But because I am going to play an audio that confirms the hopelessness and stupidity of an average Igbo man, I said I won't play that very song. When I said, Ona akpari ndi Igbo, Ona akpari ha, Unu na akpari onwe unu. When I was small, it would have been inconceivable for a Yoruba man to address Igbo people the way that this man did today. They call him the Oba of Lagos. If you see the way he was talking to Igbo traders in Lagos, chai, there is God, oh. If you see the way this man was addressing Igbo people, you will feel sorry for yourselves. I was telling you, I was warning you, when Ohanaeze went about taking bribe from people, I warned Ohanaeze, you are making yourselves irrelevant. By accepting bribe from whatever idiot is in Asorok, you are making yourselves a laughing stock. They will play with your children's lives. And today is happening. All I do is to remind you of what you have done to yourselves. That's what I do here. And that is what I'll continue to do. I will not change. I will not stop. I will not retreat. I will not surrender. There is no prevarication. None whatsoever. Never. It is here for all of you to see very, very clearly what is happening. I will worship Tukwu Abiyama first. I will pray to him first. Then, if you are an Igbo person, you will understand how Yoruba people speak to you. That when I tell you that you people are irrelevant, I mean it. I told you this morning that anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Oziyoma Chineke. You thought I was joking. When I look at Igbo people and say that these people are down and out, believe you me, they are. You may not see it because you don't possess the type of foresight and vision that we have by the grace of heaven. I'm about to prove it to you tonight. And I want you to ask your parents, those of them as old as we are. Go and ask your parents throughout the time you have been here before today. Have you ever recorded an incident where Igbo people were dressed with such humility and shame? I never knew we were so cowardly. Because of your shop at Idumota, penny afua, for people are behaving like idiots. Igbo. Chineke menu nebele. Chineke nanonigo menu nebele. You people are, oh God in heaven. Are these not your children? That a Yoruba man is talking to like, and on Sunday you go to their churches. That is how foolish you are. That is how wretched and hopeless you are. I warned you about Yoruba. You don't listen. That is why I don't feel sorry for any of you idiots in Lagos who were tongue lashed by a Yoruba man. Mad people, insane idiots who cannot reason. That is why Yoruba will insult you. And you go to their churches and you call their pastor, mama, papa. Mad people. You don't know this is Radio Biafra? Don't you know that this is Radio Biafra? We are not afraid of anything. It doesn't matter. If you're a spirit, if you're a human, it is irrelevant. We speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. As at today, Igbo people are irrelevant in the zoo called Nigeria. Absolutely, wretchedly irrelevant. When we are going about gossiping and backstabbing yourselves, you thought you'd get away with it. You are insane. There is always a political price to pay, and today you have paid it. Will Ohanaeze speak? The answer is no. Ezugo Hoshi. The man going to speak from, is he not the one appointed by Yoruba man? What can he say? After all, Obasanjo used to sponsor World Book Congress in America. So what is it? What can he say? Can you know what? You are nothing. No, but he shared the right one, but I hear a chewing gum race with the aqua butter from China. That's the end of you. Oh, that's my, he owns an oil company. He's a contract for an Awasa man. Without an Awasa man, most of you cannot eat. That call yourselves elite, Igbo elite, Igbo bigwigs. Mad, insane people. Uno na nampare. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we adore you, we uplift your holy name, we bow before your throne in heaven, because only you is worthy of worship, only your magnificent name is worthy of praise, because you look down upon us with pity. And this evening, as I will always ask you to be merciful unto your children, be merciful unto them. When you made us, I'm sure you didn't make us to be cowards. But now, an Igbo man is a wretched backyard coward. More cowardly than Yoruba. Please have mercy upon us. We have sinned against you. All we can do is to ask for your enduring love and mercy upon us. That you may guide us. Limping, stumbling, running, crawling into that very kingdom which you promised our ancestors. That very land of the free that our ancestors tested, and this generation came and we are locked into the damnable zoological republic by a white man and a white woman. We ask you to come and break down these chains of captivity. We ask you to infuse in us brave heart. We ask you to give us strength and the courage to face that is to come. We ask you, Chukwa Biama in heaven, to deliver our enemies into our hands as we stride forward without being afraid of them. All this we can only ask through the one name that makes sense to all of us. The one name that the world over recognizes is the name worthy of praise. And that is yours, Chukwa Biama, in heaven, that the white man called God. Now and forever, we will worship you. From now till thy kingdom come, this very land will praise you. And again, Fego Fofo Puriche, we will honor your holiness. Our children will praise you and worship you. And their children will praise you and worship you. Chukwa Biama, you will not abandon your children. We came from Egypt. We came from Ethiopia. Directly descended from you in heaven. Because we have brought light in this very place where there is darkness. Please be merciful. That in the end, Biafra will come. And with the coming of Biafra, your name will be recognized world over. Because Biafra will be a miracle. And the name of Chukwa Biama will be praised now and forever. You see? My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet we call Earth. The commander of all her forces. And by the very special grace of heaven, not only do I serve you in the capacity of the directorship of Radio Biafra, I will now and always remain a very faithful and loyal servant. So help me, Chukwabiama. Igbo, sorry. It's not my fault, but I have to play this. I want you to stop everything you're doing and listen to what has become of your people. Yeah. Chai. Otuaki Jasiziga. Very sad indeed. Extremely sad indeed. This is what happens to you when you lose regard for yourself. I warned you before. If you want a solution to every problem afflicting you in life, refer back to Igbo proverbs, adage, and the names we give our children and the names we give our villages. Those four things. Ipo obari opokoro onyire wuri akpontu. If Ohaneze did not sell themselves kobokoba fuafo, there is no way a Yoruba man can stand up and speak to our people like this. I want you to listen to it. Ki nyere me ekwensu. Na ndi otu ya nine. This is madness of the worst kind. Madness. Pure errant nonsense. Madness to the core. I will play it for you. I have to. I have no choice.
If any one of you, I swear in the name of God Almighty Allah, goes against my will that Ambode, inshallah, will be the next governor of Lagos State, you basically go to die inside this place. I'm not ready to beg, I think, to anybody. And that's why I shall go and the governor says, I said, that is your own. Even the two of them, they cannot disobey me. But nobody knew how I picked Ambode. Jimmy is my blood relation, and I told him in the plain language, he can never be governor in Lagos for now. Kingdom belongs to God. I'm not begging anybody to go, but you must not. I repeat, what you people cannot do in Onitsha, what you cannot do in Aba or anywhere, if you do what I want, Lagos will continue to be prosperous for you. If you go against this, you will perish in the water. Finish.
And did you hear it? The man said, Kabi Yesi Onyi Igbo Na-Azwa Hana Lagos. The man said, if you vote for PDP, all of you will die. I am the Oba of Lagos. And he's a Muslim. And I'm sure that Obama is listening, Cameron is listening. I want every IPOB family in the world. I am giving a direct instruction to the COC. Every national coordinator. This very month of April. I want you to play this tape before you start any meeting. And also, Engineer Rania, I want this very tape and clip prepared and sent to Obama. I want this very tape to be sent to every United States senator to let them understand that the zoo is not won and can never be won. This very Oba of Lagos has made a very compelling case for Biafra. We are being told in a country where we are forced to belong to in the zoo that if we don't vote for a Yoruba man, according to the local ruler of that very place, Igbo people will be killed. Did this Oba assemble Awasa people? Did he deliver the same message to Awasa in Lagos? The answer is no. Igbo, I told you, you have no shame and no regard, no honor and no integrity. And you thought I was joking. You insult yourselves without knowing it. Have you not seen Yoruba man? Yoruba that cannot stand in front of an Igbo man before to speak. Ask your parents. They cannot speak. If they hear we are coming, they disappear. They invited us and they told us, I am not begging you. What you cannot do in Aba and in Onitsha, you are doing in Lagos. Because you did not build any house in Aba or in Onitsha. You are building a house in Lekki, phase 1000. Mad, insane people. Igbos are useless to the core. Hopeless to the core. Shame unto all of you. I warned you, but you didn't listen. Because my name is not Adebola. I don't own a church. Did I not warn you? The day you will see the consequences of the insults you're heaping upon yourselves, it will be too late. Way too late for you. Now, what is happening? What do you think is happening? You're about to pray soon. Hey, yeah. COC with immediate effect. Every coordinator in the world, prepare this very clip. Play it for our people before every meeting. Awasa will kill you in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, and Yorubas will also kill you in Yoruba land if you don't vote for who they want to. Welcome to free and fair elections, Jega style. Who was it that said, public assault? Public assault. You have insulted yourselves. Yes. You travel to Lagos. So I'm going to develop Lagos. Eko Lagosian. Enugu is there. Oka is there. Newu is there. Onitsha is there. Aba is there. Even the hapless someone is also there. You have Ekotekpene. You have Calabar. You have Uyo. You have Igwocha. You have Igwenga as well. For your information. We have Okrika. You have Nembe. You also have Wari. You have Yenegoa. You also have Asaba. You have Abo. You have Iselugu. You have Obuluku. You have Okigwe. You have Oguta Lake. You have all these places. You have all these places. Yet, for no discernible reason, una wash the cattle. Everybody, Barabaga Lagos. Oh, say it again. If you don't vote for it, I don't know who it is. I say, I'm body. I don't know. I'm not going to. They will put you in a lagoon. That's what he said over his dead body. And one of them called him Kabiyesi. Oh, I'm on my breast here. No, Okokomaiko. That's what he's talking about. Sorry. Igbo people, sorry. I don't blame you anyways. Since your fathers don't behave themselves, how do you expect the children to follow suit? Very sad indeed. Very shameful day for Igbo people indeed. We must continue with our news headlines and accompanying the summary. I don't know if the barrister can come to us. If he can, he is more than welcome to do so, please. The very eminent, accomplished, erudite barrister and attorney at law, barrister Memezu, if you can, please, you come to us. Our lines will open this evening. We will take your calls. We will try and be as brief as possible with our headlines and accompanying news summary presentation this very evening, after which we shall take your calls. And I also thank our dear sister that made it possible for us to have our Enugu station up and running again. Three people actually promised and said, fix it no matter what it will cost. Our sister rang this morning and said, how much is it? We told her. And by 4 p.m. this very evening, the money was in the account. And please, can you confirm with our people at Enugu that the station is up and running? Is that correct? Any problem? Network? There are no network over there. To get hold of them, I need people to confirm from Enugu, please, that we are live and direct, because we are not in Enugu this evening. We have left there. We need to know live and direct if Enugu is functioning or not. We want to know. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore go to the news headlines and accompanying news summary. On a day where Igbo people, we are told in Lagos, Ima, it can happen. When they come to the village, do you know who I am? Back well, clear well. Do you know, God has come in from Lagos. But look at how you're being lectured by a Yoruba man. All of you, we are like nursery school children paying attention to Kabiyesi. As Kabiyesi is talking, you are, Chai. You, as a so-called successful trader in Lagos, when you come to the village, you say, I want to derobe everybody here. You're a professor. How much money do you have? I have two lock-up shops at Udumota. Who are you? the Lagos traditional, like speaking, and you're like a nursery school child. Very, very loyal indeed. Hey, Igbo Ndo, mad people. I told you so. As I will always tell you every day, once you finish perambulating, one day it will sink into your head that Radio Biafra is right, you know. that's how it happens. And tonight it is. And I'm sure the barrister will confirm that with me. Very eminent and accomplished. The attorney at law himself, Brett Members, is with me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. You were born in Lagos, Barrister.
Director, good evening, and good evening to all those who are seated with you. It's not a good thing hearing Yorubas talking to the Igbos in a derogatory manner, in a manner that even children cannot fathom that, in a manner that we have lost all the content of being Igbos. It's a big disgrace, and a frightening one for that matter, that Igbos are spoken to in this particular version. If they don't vote, is given the timetable, they will die and put into a lagoon. It's about time now, Director, this is the point. We have reached it. And nobody should be afraid. Chukwuma Biama is organizing things the way that it will be made possible for us to exit. This is part of the deal. Nobody should worry. Every utterances is gearing towards our exit. Director, it's no accident, neither is it coincidence. It is part of the deal that all of you out there listening, including those who have shops in Okokomaiko and Idumota, and everywhere that they can see possible, Igbos brought themselves so low that Yorubas can talk to them anyhow. What a shame. The die is cast now. And the handwriting is on the whole walls of all your shades and shops and wherever you've established businesses so that you will eat. We are always concerned about what we eat. We do not concern about others, those who have nothing to eat. We betrayed our integrity. We betrayed our consciences. We even betrayed ourselves. Brought down so low that you cannot even challenge. Warrior will say, Onyenka Mako Lamono. The person who is below me has spoken to me derogatorily. Onyenka Mako Lamono. I'm up on the moon, what shall I do to come out of the mire? That is a big shame. But Radio Biafra is here to correct all evils. All language is spoken in any way to put us down. We are not yet out. But I tell you, Director, we are down. And that's why Radio Biafra is doing all they could to bring everybody on board. Those associated with goodness. Those who believe in the restoration of Biafra. Those who believe that Chukwu Abiama would do this for us. The man was talking in the name of Allah. Because we know that Yorubas and Hausa are the same. We are not part of them, and we will never be part of them. It's our people that runs to them and claim everything and call them everything. Call them Oba, you call them Osos. We are not related. It's up to us to get ourselves together and to face the whole challenges head on without looking back. Director, I'll allow you to carry on with the news. I'm here with you throughout this particular program. Good evening to all of you. It's not a good news. Thank you.
It is not, Barrister. Hey! Yorubé Mendi, Ibuharana, Lagos. I told you so. After running around and around and gossiping, Ekoichi Nyoni Nedege Nono, after writing all the trash, after lying to yourselves, Ndiokuasi, a Yoruba man will insult you. I have had 4 people send me a message via WhatsApp to say that after the whole thing, the idiots were even clapping. I think that we need CHK in Lagos. Don't you think so? I think CHK has to go to Lagos. I think we need it there. Because our people are foolish. Let's go and sanitize their brains. Let's go and cleanse all the cobwebs and residues accumulating in their thinking faculty over the years as a result of the association with our Safol and Yoruba in this damnable contraption, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We must cleanse them, for they have become contaminated. Now you see why we maintain our incorruptibility. Do you see why we must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow? Why do we make it so? Because we don't want anybody to tamper with our integrity. Never. So when you speak, the world will know you are serious. Did I not tell you that before? They said, you are insulting them. Oh, well, come on, I'll call you. You're about to go on today. Very painful indeed. Very painful indeed. What I would say to my son is, that man, that Oba, is talking to Igbo people. You are a Biafran. Igbo is your language. That's how I go. That's how I tell my explain to my son. That's how I overcome it. Well, but daddy, why? Because there is Igbo people. Your language is Igbo, but you're a Biafran. And he will not ask any more questions. Because what Yoruba did today is a calculated insult. Insult. What you're doing in Lagos, you don't have the opportunity to do it in Aba and in Onitsha. Which means where you come from, you're very poor. You have come to Lagos. You came with nothing. Now you have houses in Lagos. Oh, forgetting that we were chasing the oil money that took away from us. We were only chasing the oil money from our land that you took with the help of the British. That's all. You remember things that you came to Lagos, you built your businesses because of Lagos. Hiya. Ndun, Igbo. Sorry. We must continue. N'ihi na ogbunyonu ntu agaghị egbochi anyị ikpere Chineke. I remember one choir from Mkpuru. My dad bought that LP long time ago. Choruses, you know, in Abunwa Chineke. I love church songs so much in those days. Even now, I still do. I have one here I would have played tonight. Maybe I'll play it at the end. It's beautiful. Honestly, beautiful. They said, as part of their intro, na ogbunyonu ntu agaghị egbochi ha ikpere Chineke. All these useless, disgraceful, shameful, or shameless Igbo traders and men, businessmen and politicians everywhere, your stupidity within Nigeria cannot stop us from worshiping Chukwu Abiam truth and honesty that will lead to the coming of Biafra. It doesn't matter what you do. We continue. Baboons and monkeys lampoon Oba Akiolu over threats to Igbos in Lagos. Everybody has. People have now seen how Igbos can no longer fight for themselves. So everybody is joining in now to help them. Yeah. And Buhari is coming tomorrow to visit Rocha Sokorocha. You know where? He's coming tomorrow. The same way that he came to Owerri as a triumphant. Was it? A lieutenant colonel then or whatever? Is it a major? I don't know. He's coming back again to campaign with his brother, Malam Okorocha. Hey, today our waterman is telling you that you're useless tomorrow. The man that came into with a triumphant, having killed our people, is coming back again tomorrow to laugh at us again. Grown up men. In the village, you see them that if you trespass, I will shoot you. But today, the Yoruba man was talking and everybody was quiet. Everybody was very, very quiet. Very quiet. Nobody said anything at all. If you have any slight intermittency, please forgive us. It is our work. We'll be right back.
have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Welcome back, wonderful people, and hopefully we have resolved the problem. I don't know, we will keep having it. If you experience an intermittency, please, the fault is not from your side, it is from here. That is why we need a satellite, and that is why we are going to get it very, very soon. Please try and bear with us. We are live and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra, where we are presenting our news headlines before and accompanying news summary, and we must do so. I don't know, maybe I should play this thing again, don't you think so? I should play it again to sort of provide a preamble, to provide a fitting background to the news, because what we have done is to select the news this evening to reflect people's shock and horror at the disgrace and the, I won't call it lamentation, the demise of Igbo people in Lagos. Shamefully, I will say. Oh, please, do bear with me. I want to play it again. I have to play it again. Enugu's on. Thank you. Let us see if we can play this. You must try and bear with us. I must play it. Let me start from the beginning. I must play it. Because our people don't listen.
If any one of you, I swear in the name of God Almighty Allah, goes against my will, that Ambode, inshallah, will be the next governor of Lagos State, you basically go to die inside this place. I'm not ready to beg, appeal to anybody. And that's why I charge you and the governor says, I said, that is your own. Even the two of them, they cannot disobey me. But nobody knew how I picked Ambode. Yemi is my blood relation, and I told him in a plain language, he can never be governor of Lagos for now. Peter belongs to God. I'm not begging anybody to go, but you must not. I mean, what you people cannot do in Onitsha, what you cannot do in Aba or anywhere, if you do what I want, Lagos will continue to be prosperous for you. If you go against this, you will perish in the water. Foolish.
They said Kabir. Hey, you poor people. Abamun, I told you so. Did I not? I told you so. That anything you hear on anything, if we tell you to run, run. If we say don't run, stay where you are. If we ask you to vote, vote. If we say don't vote, don't vote. I'm telling you the truth. Because eventually, as they say, everything we say here comes to pass. It does come to pass. It was sorry. I just had to play that because we had a slight disruption because of our limitations here, connectivity. So I had to play it to provide a preamble, a background, a prologue to what is to come. Baboons and monkeys in the zoo are jumping up and down, accusing the man you heard his voice there for threatening Igbo people in Igbos are being threatened in Lagos. One Nigeria. Where are those of you? Can you come to IPOB meeting? No, I'm a Nigerian. In Lagos, yeah? You're a Nigerian? Go and see what the Oba of Lagos said. Not just an ordinary keke driver. It's the Oba of Lagos in one Nigeria. People are so hypocritical. I want to just shoot all of them dead. Your hypocrisy reeks. You claim you are one Nigerian. You isolated a bunch of hopeless Igbo traders in Lagos that nobody speaks for them. Hey, nobody speaks for them. Because even the SND in Lagos specializes in doing deals with Yoruba to sell Igbo containers. An Igbo man in Lagos. High Scent. From Ihiala. High Scent for me here. Ezendu Igbo in Lagos. Do you know his job? His job is to make sure that once you bring a container in and they make an assessment of it and they think something valuable is in it, they will connive with Yoruba and Hausa. You cannot get that container until it enters demurrage. When it becomes apparent you cannot afford the 6 million naira needed to bring it out, they will go to Abuja, collect auction paper, and collect the items. And then go and sell it. And he will then go and say, I'm Ezendu Igbo Buruburu in Lagos. The same thing Ifeajuna is doing with myself. If you see where you can steal, I cannot buy. In the name of freedom fighting. Some people are in Lagos, Ezendu Igbo in Lagos, they are conniving with Yoruba to go and steal containers belonging to their own people. Do you know what we do now when we want to import something into the zoo? You use Alhaji's name, Alhaji Idris Haruna, and they will not touch it. Once it comes in, as a, if I need to come if your clearing agent is not strong, an Igbo man in Lagos, high sent, Ezendu Igbo in Lagos, will steal your container, an Igbo man. When they see an Igbo man stealing other Igbo people's properties and nobody saying anything about it, that will embolden a Yoruba man to come out and say whatever rubbish they want to say. Do you think I blame the Oba? No. I blame all of you. Because we told you so. Boko Haram have struck again and 30 people killed in Borno. They said, according to French press, the French TV is reporting that the Hausa man dressed like a pastor, an evangelist, a bookie for Christ, and massacred people. After all, the terrorist in chief is now at the throne. Boko Haram will continue to kill. I told Buhari, you people don't know history. The same thing I said to the hapless, imbecilic, weak, decrepit Jonathan is what I would say to the terrorist himself. Mr. Terrorist, Muhammadu Buhari, you will not be able to stop Boko Haram. Extremism is in the psyche and in the fabric of Islam. If you think because you created Boko Haram you can stop them, you are deluded. Today's date is the 6th day of April 2015 and the time now is 9:15 PM at night in Biafra land. Write it down. You are coming to Owerri tomorrow. Write it down what I said to you today. You will be incapable of eradicating the monster that you have created. They have tasted blood. And in Islam, blood tastes so nice. They love it. And they will keep killing. Courtesy of Barack Obama. Do you know they said that when I tell you Obama listens to Radio Biafra, you say no. I have proof here again today. The same way that Britain had to run and come out and say, we are still a Christian country, is how Obama today is explaining his foreign policy. He's never done that before to justify what he's doing because he's being held to account. Of course, us here and those of us in Israel. Obama is, I don't know, a representative of Lucifer on this earth. That is why he wants to destroy American value system before he leaves office. The man is evil. Boko Haram strikes again, kills 30 in Borno. And we must continue. The Oba of Lagos have now made clarification on his threat to Igbo people. We are reading on this news, though. Every dimension, we look at it. Tinubu kicks, as Obasanjo suggests, Soludo to Buhari as finance minister. Yoruba, the horse trading has begun. Soludo as finance minister. You know, they're always looking for an Igbo man they can groom. Hey. Before, it used to be Hausa Fulani grooming an Igbo man to come up. The likes of Nwobodo. Now it's Yoruba grooming us. Very soon, who will groom us? Maybe TV people. TV will groom us. Or maybe Niger. Alamajiri from Niger will be your political godfather. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Alleged anti-Igbo comment, Catholic Church group tackles Oba Akiolu. It's a Yoruba paper. It says alleged. It's not alleged. We have heard it. From the man's mouth, the video is there. It's a Yoruba saying it's alleged. Alleged means you're not sure. Alleged anti-Igbo comment. It was an anti-Igbo comment that fits Igbo people. Catholic Church has risen. Do Anglican Church ever say anything at all? Have you heard an Anglican Church say anything before? Eh? British Church. Have you heard the British Church, the English Church say anything? First, when you say Anglican, people don't know the meaning of Anglican. Anglican means English. If you go to St. Michael's Anglican Church, it means you are attending a British church. But if I have my own church now and say Biafran Church, you won't come. But the one that is English church, you will go there. That's what makes you a slave, you see. You're a slave. Anglican Church means English church. Roman Catholicism means Roman church. But if I go to Rome now and I ask Romans, can you go come with me to worship Jesus in Biafran Church? They will say, I'm another worshiper. But they want me to go to Roman Church, yes? And go to Anglican. Slavery is a bad thing. Slave mentality. Oba of Lagos given 48 hours to withdraw threat to Igbos and apologize. Apologize to who? To Ahaneze. Ahaneze is busy looking for how much Buhari can give them. After all, Jonathan gave them 5 billion. How much can you offer? They will come to Owerri tomorrow to say, Oga terrorist, how much can you give us there? We have Igbos living in what's that place? What's the name of the place? They live in Bauchi. They live in Adamawa. They live in Kafanchan. We can tell you where to kill them and give us the money. That's all we need. Ohaneze. When Ohaneze took bribe of 5 billion, Radio Biafra was screaming for nearly 8 months. Nobody listened until it became apparent it's true. The day I announced it that Ohaneze took 5 billion naira bribe, people thought it was a joke. Oh, how can you say that? You are casting aspersions. Eventually, it became very clear that they took 5 billion from Jonathan. Do you know why they took the money? So that all your brothers and sisters being killed by Boko Haram, you cannot see their bodies. Do you know where they learned that nonsense from? They learned it from the Americans and the British in the Afghan war. NATO went into Afghanistan. Because they studied, the military researchers did the research and found out that the reason why they lost the Vietnam War was because when the bodies of Americans were coming back, American public were seeing it on TV. And they were not happy about it. That was why they prevailed upon Nixon to end that very war. Do you know what is happening now? When they kill a soldier or a serviceman, they don't announce it anymore. And they will not tell you how many Afghans they have killed. So you would think that the war is very clean, that nothing is happening, soldiers are just patrolling. You don't know that they're bending your mind to make you think there is no casualty. The reason why some of you in Biafra land don't feel what is happening is because you are not seeing dead bodies coming back from the north. They are burying them in mass graves. I remember my brother in the village, Anosike. They brought him the first Sabongiri bombing. He died there. Our people there had to bribe the mortuary to release his body. His body was smuggled out and brought back to the village for burial. Every other person was vacuumed into a mass grave and bulldozed into a mass grave and buried. The reason why those in Biafra land, in Igbo land especially, don't feel what is because you are not seeing dead bodies coming back. The only way you can know is maybe on your deathbed, but again, you say, oh, but where is Nkoli? They say, but Nkoli, we have not heard from Nkoli for the past 8 years. Then it will dawn on you that Nkoli is perhaps dead. Our people are dead. And they buani ko bochi nugu akusa. But do you know Ohaneze ndi Igbo took money from Jonathan not to call for those bodies to be brought back home? You don't know what it. You don't know what is happening, and we are here to tell you what is going on. Igbo senators lobby APC. Some of them want to change over. They want to go to, you know, they are beggars in Lagos. Please, Kabiyesi, That's my shop. I just opened it newly at Idumota. Phase 9. Please don't burn it down. The ones in Abuja, they are begging APC. Please, Mr. Terrorist, is there anything you can give to us? Everywhere they have turned into beggars, as I told them they will. When Chukwu Abiyama gave you the sense, the wisdom, the know-how to get away from slavery, you chose slavery. And today, Igbo men are professional beggars. They are begging in Lagos. They are begging in Abuja. Very sad indeed. Obama explains the doctrine that underlines his foreign policy. He's trying to explain why he is supporting terrorists all over the world. I told him, people, you can't ignore it, Obia. You can never ignore it, no matter who you are. After a while, you'll be forced to come out and respond. You will eventually. There is something happening. Was it this morning I told you about our sister who is now a clinical professor at Harvard Law School? Did I tell you that this morning? I have another news for you. They said, BBC said, a Nigerian boy. BBC, stop your nonsense. He is not a Nigerian boy. He's a Biafran boy. There is an Igbo boy in America, in New York. He is so intelligent that 8 Ivy League schools gave him admission at the same time. 8. If you don't know what Ivy League means, please go and Google it. They find the very finest colleges in America, universities. He gave him admission. So he is going to look for the one to go to. Because he is too intelligent. The boy is too intelligent. And he's an Igbo boy. His name is Harold Eke. Yoruba, are you listening? This is the type of boy you want to put in a country with Ndina Chinema, Fulani headsmen. You know, some of this news sometimes, we bring it to let you understand, to underscore what we are talking about. Can you imagine if this boy was growing up in Brendan Kirby? All he will see is Fulani headsman, Ndina Chinema, Abogi. But because he is in an environment where there is infrastructure, now you know that this boy is so brilliant, more than white people. An Igbo boy, Harold Eke, in New York. 8 Ivy League colleges. But Tinubu will come and forge certificates. The son will grow up, he will forge one. Their brains are empty. Chukwu Abiyama, he has shown us so much mercy and light that we have chosen darkness. That is why we are suffering every blessed day. Every blessed day we are suffering. And extremely sad indeed. Very, very sad. They said that that is nonsense. What is APC? People, we are not going to vote, Makadi Amama. No voting on Saturday. There will be no voting on Saturday. We are boycotting all boycottables. I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe Buhari is trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, but they said here, Israel pledges to support Buhari. After all, I don't blame Israel. If you are in Lagos begging to open shop or at Idumota, phase 9, and you're in Abuja begging, you don't know what you want. Buhari has been to them, you haven't been. And Wazirike is stealing with the name of Biafra. It's a case of mechanic Ekwesi Anyimande Wondiara. If it was really can be going about deceiving people with Biafra, how am I sure you are real? So, Akamahu in Kemere Menkahu. Very simple. As I told you before, there is meaning in the net. Every solution in life is found in our adage, in our lexicon. If you don't know, we tell you here on Radio Biafra. The news in greater detail. I am tempted once again to play that clip, but I won't play it. I will not. It's way too much. I won't play it. We continue. The time here now is approximately 3:50 PM in the evening in Biafra land, and we are broadcasting to the rest of humanity. The news in greater detail, after which our lines will inevitably open. Baboons and monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians are reacting to the threat of Oba of Lagos, Rilwan Akiolu, a Muslim, to Igbos in Lagos. He threatened that any one of them that fails to vote for the candidate of his choice for APC Boko Haram, Akinwumi Ambode, will die in the lagoon. Hey, yeah. Igbo, sorry. We continue. The people that the Oba of Lagos is working for APC, their foot soldiers is Boko Haram. Now, we are reporting this evening that Boko Haram insurgents have again struck in Kwajafa town of Borno State, killing at least 30 people. Kwajafa is in Hawul local government area south of Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. It was gathered that the terrorists of those of them sent by Buhari, because Buhari started all this nonsense. Boko Haram is Buhari. Buhari is Boko Haram. The terrorist elect. It was gathered that the terrorists working for Buhari stormed the town between 8 to 9 p.m. on Sunday and assembled residents in pretense of wanting to preach to them about Jesus Christ and Easter, only to turn around and start shooting sporadically at the people. The man dressed as a man of God, like a Yoruba man, coming to bring fraud news, not good news, to people. Once people assembled to listen to the book of John chapter 6, the man opened fire on them. An eyewitness said that the terrorists, of course, that work for Buhari, your president, mind you, numbering over 30, told the gathering that they will continue to attack and kill people before Buhari assumes leadership of the zoo to commence total war on them. They are waiting for Buhari to go in. They will launch total war. Boko Haram has outgrown Buhari. I want to prove to Obama that his foreign policy is rubbish. I am telling Britain today that if you had allowed Jonathan to incompetently be stumbling along, it's better for you. Better for everybody. USA and Britain are in for a shock. Sharia will come to this land if you don't take time. Sharia is coming to Owerri. Watch and see. I think now you have Owerri women who are now Hajia, wearing hijab in Imo State, courtesy of Okorocha, and you want to go Ipoezi on Saturday and vote, APC will rig it. I'm warning you now. If you don't want your votes to be rigged for Okorocha, do not go out to vote. You will say, I told you so. Atahiru Jega is their man. You must know that very well. The source also said many of the injured people were rushed to Bew General Hospital for medical attention. The hospital sources said over 30 people were brought in for treatment after the attack, but most of them had been discharged. The attack is the second by Boko Haram since the declaration of the terrorist elect Muhammadu Buhari, the winner of the presidential election held on May 28th. Buhari's people are Boko Haram. The world knows that Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Everybody knows that. Yet, Obama said it's better the terrorist you know than the competent buffoon you don't know. That's why Jonathan left and they brought in the terrorist to be your head of state. The Oba of Lagos, Rewan Akiolu, has reacted to his alleged threat to Igbos in Lagos to vote the governorship candidate of APC, Akinwumi Ambode, or die in the lagoon. He has released a statement. The palace makes further clarification on the statement by the Oba of Lagos. My attention has been drawn to a publication in the national newspaper where His Royal Majesty Oba Rewanu Akinolu was alleged to have threatened Igbos in Lagos to make them vote for Ambode. Last Sunday, all honorary SND was in Lagos. Chaya paid a courtesy call. But you are Eze. Only one Oba of Lagos. How many Ezes went to see him? Honorary Ezes of Lagos. How many of you, Ndi Aran and Ndi Beribe, how many Ezes do you have in Lagos? Eze Ndi Igbo Shomolu. Eze Ndi Igbo Oworo Shoki. Hi. Oh, God. I'm not complaining, please. I have to get on with this. All these idiots calling themselves SND was in Lagos paid a courtesy call on the Yoruba man, His Royal Majesty Oba Akinolu. At the meeting, the visitors praised the Oba for his fatherly support. He's an Eze going to see another Eze. and he's praising the Yoruba Eze for his fatherly support. Hi, God. Igbo Eze went to see a Yoruba man, and they're calling the Yoruba man loyal father, but he's a loyal man himself. Hey, Iberibe warrior. Iberibe warrior. I can't read any further, please. He's telling them, Oba Akinolu. Hey, God. They assured him of their continued good neighborliness with other tribes in Lagos and support everything that's further, that will further strengthen that harmony. Oba Akinolu, on his part, acknowledged the enviable performance of Governor Fashola and his contribution to the growth of investments in Lagos. He gave the assurances that he is not disturbed or angry with Southeast or South-South votes for President Jonathan. There were some Ijo idiots calling themselves Ijo youth, saying some Yoruba. Do you know that the Oba of Lagos is angry with South-South for not voting for Buhari? He's a Muslim. He's Islam. The Oba of Lagos. Are you aware, the people of South-South, that the same Yoruba you said, oh, some Yoruba, that the Oba of Lagos doesn't love you? Unlekwanya Rashiam is here in his own statement, if you can read English language very well. Even the Oba of Lagos doesn't love you. South-South. Niger Delta. Is in his statement, if you can understand English language, that is. If you can understand English language. He's there. We continue. Tinubu kicks, as Obasanjo suggests, Soludo as CBN governor. Another Igbo slave, unfortunately. Following the victory of the APC at the presidential elections, internal politicking over the formation of the cabinet of the president-elect or the terrorist-elect, Muhammadu Buhari, has started in earnest. Although some individuals have been penciled down for certain offices, selection of those to fill the coveted juicy positions may not be an easy task, as powerful party members and others who gave Buhari support from outside the APC are pushing one or two nominees they believe can do a good job. On Monday, it was gathered that the Awosa servant, Professor Chukwuma Soludo, may have been presented by former President Olusegun Obasanjo as possible Minister of Finance for the Buhari administration. Of course, if you serve Awosa well, they will take you. If you're an Igbo son who is loyal to Awosa, Awosa will always take care of you because you are going to do their bidding in time to come. Catholic group tackles Oba Akiolu. Where is Anglican group? Where is Apostolic? Where is the Winner's Chapel? The Catholic Caritas Foundation of the Zoo has issued a statement condemning the alleged anti-Igbo statement made by the Oba of Lagos, Rewanu Akiolu, when Igbo leaders in Lagos visited him on Sunday. At the National Office of Caritas Nigeria and Justice Development and Peace Commission, we are totally shocked to read about the threat handed down by Oba Akiolu to the Igbos in Lagos. Even Catholic Church is defending Igbo people. Igbos, sorry, yo. Ndo. While it is understandable that a royal father would want for his wishes to be carried out, we are deeply concerned that the royal father is missing the point that the zoo is a republic and a democracy and not a monarchy. But you are the one that have Oba in a monarchy. Sorry, in a republican state. Why? Because black African people are infinitely incapable of discernment, understanding, and reasoning. I repeat, Ms. Yoji, the essence of having a democracy in a republican setting is to jettison monarchy. In other words, if you are a monarch, you don't have any business existing in a democratically functioning and republican society. You can be a monarch within a democracy if the system of that country is monarchical. Here you have the Shehu of Borno, Emir of Kano, Emir of Gwandu. Yet you say Federal Republic of Nigeria. That does not make any sense. Republicanism is the antithesis of monarchy. You have one or the other. Either you have elected officials all through, as you have in America, or you have a few lords and landed gentry. Is wobbling? Where is Enugu? It's wobbling, but here it's fine. Because it's not strong, is it? Over there. Did it? Are you serious? What is happening? Have they managed to breach our defenses? Are you saying that all the places are not working? What is happening? From here, all our lines are blue. Is anything going on that I'm not aware of? I don't know. They said that those listening on CHK, our engineers should be working on this. I don't know. Have they managed to breach our security system? That is what I need to know. Have they breached it to be able to jam our signal? Have they breached our signal? I want to know. That is something I need to know, please. Have they managed to breach our signal, please? And please, can you continue to monitor it, please, to let me know exactly what is happening? We are live. We are direct. We want to monitor the security situation of our relay stations to know if there's been any breach at all. We want to know what is happening. We need to know what is happening. For the past 45 minutes, ABBA is not broadcasting. ABBA is down. For the past 45 minutes, ABBA is down. My goodness me. I need to know precisely what is going on. CHK will come to Lagos. If you can afford it, we'll come to Lagos. If you can afford it. We need to know why it is down, please. We need to know why it is down. We need to know why it is down. I hope that we are not encountering any material breach in our systems. I hope we are not. Frankly, I hope we're not. We must continue all the same to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. The Catholic Church is now coming to the defense, I should say, of Igbo people being humiliated in Lagos. And he has been given 48 hours to apologize as well. We must read. The Ohanaeze Youth Council, the youth wing of Ohanaeze Ndigbo, at least, they are saying something. The Apex Sociocultural Organization of Ndigbo has issued a 48-hour ultimatum to the Oba of Lagos, Alhaji Rilwan Akiolu, to retract and unconditionally apologize to Ndigbo over his alleged death threats to Ndigbo living in Lagos should they fail to vote for APC Boko Haram governorship candidate Akinwumi Ambode on April 11. Apart from positing that democracy confers on the electorate the freedom of choice, Ohanaeze Youth Council said it considered the comments credited to Akiolu as a despicable insult on the Igbo nation, home and abroad, least expected of a royal father in the rank of Oba of Lagos. The group called on security agencies to invite the Oba for questioning because of the grave dangers his current posture portends, while lambasting the monarch for employing crude arm twisting obtaining by tricks tactics. The monarch had reportedly threatened to make life unbearable for the Igbos in Lagos if the sabotage efforts being made to ensure that Ambode emerges as the next governor of the state. Akiolu was said to have summoned all the SND Igbos in Lagos to his palace yesterday and told them, "On Saturday, if any of you goes against Ambode, who I picked, that is your end. If it does not happen within 7 days, just know that I'm a bastard, and it is not my father who gave birth to me. By the grace of God, I'm the owner of Lagos for the time being. On Saturday, if any of you, I swear in the name of God, goes against my wish that Ambode will be the next governor of Lagos State, the person is going to die inside this water. For the Igbo and others in Lagos, they should go where the Oba of Lagos heads to. When they were coming to the state, they did not come with all their houses, but now they have properties in the state. So they must do my bidding, and that is the bidding of the ancestors of Lagos and God. I am not ready to beg you. Nobody knew how I picked Ambode. Jimmy is my blood relation. Unbelievable. Let me see what the threat is. Inasmuch as we don't want to get involved in Lagos politics, we want to sound a note of warning that no Igbo should be vilified or persecuted for his or her electoral choice in Lagos or any part of the zoo. The group said, every Nigerian has the constitutional right to reside in any part of the zoo and participate in the electoral process based on one's convictions, and electoral choice is not a crime. Rubbish, rubbish, rubbish. Isin Guzoro said, nobody, no matter who he thinks he is, has the right to command Ndigbo anywhere on who... You have been making yourselves slaves and idiots. So they have to command you. In a room, one who go back for half. Because of that, you sell your soul and your conscience. And once you lose respect, nobody will respect you. It is as simple as that. Nobody will respect you. Nobody will respect you. Very sad indeed. Ohaneze, young men, youths, Obaramuaka. They said that Ndibu have remained the most persecuted, hated, and marginalized tribe in Nigeria, yet the most enterprising and highest contributors to the growth of the economy, peace, and unity. Are you not ashamed of yourselves? You know they hate you. You know they persecute you. Then why can't you leave? Oh, we tried to leave before. It wasn't possible. It was difficult. How? You should have seen it, oh, my son. They killed us. Killed your wonder. Are you alive? You're a slave. Being spoken to anyhow by a Yoruba man in Lagos, yet you call yourself Ezendibo Ndiara. That is from Ohaneze Youth. I was waiting for the threat. There's no threat. Do you know what an ultimatum is? After 48 hours, then what happens? Nothing. We enjoin everybody to let them know. I don't know what you're letting them know. I don't know. We experience a slight intermittency, please, with our satellite relay to our stations. That is why we are back on now, full steam ahead. Boko Haram, suspected Boko Haram gunmen opened fire on villages and burnt a number of buildings in new attack in the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic, according to witnesses on Monday. Resident Ahmad Ali told AFP that roughly 2 dozen assailants who were obviously Boko Haram fighters stormed the village of Kwajafa at dusk, concerned and ordered residents out of their home to preach a sermon from the book of John, chapter 6. By the end of it, they were all dead. Welcome to the zoo. We continue. Igbo people are also begging in Lagos. They are also begging in Abuja. Everywhere you go, they are begging. Igbo people, accept us, please. One Nigeria. Nigeria is saying to them, I hate you. Don't come here. They are still begging. Less than 2 months to the inauguration of the 8th Senate, some Igbo senators are said to leave the PDP for APC. There is no honor. They don't believe in anything. No honor. I told you not to vote. Did I not tell you not to vote? Now, some of you, the 9% that went out to go and vote, you thought you were voting for PDP or other parties. Now, you are voting for APC. Why is it, you people, you don't listen? If you go out to vote, you are committing political suicide and blunder. You went and voted for them, thinking, Ochiro's won. Ochendo number 19. Now they are going to run into APC, the same Boko Haram party. Ay, my goodness. Please, the best thing to do is to boycott the election on Saturday. If you want to survive as a people, boycott it. That's what you need to do. We are not voting on Saturday. If you vote, APC will rig it. Even if you vote for anybody, APC will rig it. At the end of the day, they said that it's APC that won. So don't vote. If you don't vote, APC will not win. You can't understand the logic, but we do here on Radio Biafra. Obama has been explaining his doctrine that underlines his foreign policy. He's a black man. He has come in. He wants to overturn everything that has made America strong in times gone by. He gave an interview to New York Times' Thomas Friedman over the weekend and explained the doctrine underlying his decisions to normalize relations with Cuba, with Iran. Cuba, I can understand, with Iran, and giving Iran a nuclear weapon, because Iran is going to be a nuclear power very soon. They'll simply give it to Hezbollah. They'll come and plant it in Israel, and the rest will be history. Now comes the really hard part, deciding where to go. He actually got into all 13 schools he applied to, including Massachusetts Institute of Technology and John Hopkins. An Igbo boy, Harold Eke. He applied to 13 schools. 8 Ivy League took him. Every school accepted him. Every school said, come. because you're brilliant. Why is he brilliant? Because he's a Biafran. If he was here, his life would be a mess. He would probably be selling pure water at the Rochester Crotch roundabout. And after a while, they would say to him, you are very brilliant. Do you want to go to school? He would say yes. They would ask him to go to Olo and start from an Islamic school in Olo. This boy is being recognized all over the world because he's in America, where they have what is called the enabling environment, the educational infrastructure to support his superior intellect. He's a superhuman being. 70-year-old Harold Eke. Intelligent. Brimming with intellect. This boy will now come back here to maybe work in the zoo. They will convince him, oh, why don't they come back? And then he'll be reporting to Anawo Salamajiri that they went to Arabic Quranic school. But he's the manager, general manager of NTA. Mad people. I am leaning towards Yale University, he told CNN Money. I competed at Yale for Model UN and I like the passion people at Yale had. Some of the Yale students he met, he was talking about his experience. A very brilliant boy. Very exceptionally brilliant. Very, very talented and smart as well. Children of UK Muslim politicians and defense officials are now joining ISIS. I told you that Britain is an ISIS country now, isn't it? That's why Cameron came out and said we are still a Christian country. But anyway, sons of a Labour councillor and Ministry of Defense official have now joined up. His name is Shakil Ahmed. He's claiming he knows nothing about the son joining ISIS. He said, my son is a good Muslim and his loyalties belong to Britain, so I don't understand what he's doing there. If I thought for a second that he was in danger of being radicalized, I would have reported him to the authorities. He's studying a degree in politics and sociology at Manchester University and he has a good future ahead of him. So much for jobs and integration. White people are now complaining. You know, the thing about whites is that when you come from Africa and you're very quiet, you know, we are very timid. And they make a mumu. And they see you, they say you're nothing. Islam come to kill them. And they love Islam. Britain loves Islam. Even the soldier they beheaded. Greenwich Council said they won't even remember him. You remember Digby? Is it the Lance Corp or is it Private Digby? You know the one that the Yoruba boy cut off his head in Woolwich, Arsenal. They said no, that they can't even recognize him because everybody is afraid of Islam in Britain. Britain is an Islamic caliphate taking over. The same way that maybe Buhari will come tomorrow to lay foundation stone for the new mosque. A new grand mosque with a grand, is it Grand Qadi? Or what a Grand Qadi in attendance. HH. Buhari is coming to lay the foundation stone of a new mosque in Owerri. You people are finished. Don't vote. If you vote, you get a very huge mosque. The State of Israel has expressed a willingness to assist the zoo in the fight against corruption, terrorism, and in the development of agricultural sector. In a congratulatory letter signed by President Reuven Rivlin and delivered to the terrorist-elect General Muhammadu Buhari on Monday in Abuja, the Israeli leader noted that the two countries face similar dangers and challenges in our daily struggle against those who want to terrorize our citizens. The latest news regarding the Boko Haram ISIS alliance underscores the need for like-minded countries to unite in the fight against such radical terrorist organizations. I assure you that this is important. I assure you that in this important campaign, Israel stands shoulder to shoulder with the zoo. You didn't go now to Israel, so why are you complaining? Israel has done what they're supposed to do. Israel is a country. There is something called diplomacy. If at all you can understand it. These are diplomatic statements and nothing for you to worry about. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will now open and we will take your calls, please. If you call us right now, we will be able to take your call. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. Once again, we welcome each and every one of you. Once again, we ask you to be part of what we are doing. And once again, we welcome you wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly, I say. Wholeheartedly. Our lines will soon open. And once it opens, please, you will call us. I feel for those of them who are with me. They are not actually allowed to speak. They are doing wonderful work. Immense work for their country. Immense work for their country. You must also remember them in your prayers, because this very class that we have now is exceptional. They are dedicated, they are loyal, and they are doing what they are supposed to do, which is to serve their country in truth and in every honesty. Our lines are now open, and you are at liberty. You are at liberty to contact Radio Biafra and air your views, your opinions. And I also want to see this very evening, if it is possible, to take your calls on Skype as well, because people abroad, they are complaining bitterly, very bitterly, about the fact that they cannot get through. Let us try and see who is on the line and see what they can do for us. There is a caller on Viber, I presume. This very caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller, no, they cannot hear me. The line couldn't hold after all. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are our first caller this evening. Please don't let us down. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
That's what I keep saying. Hello, your name and where you are.
Hello. Hello.
He keeps saying hello, hello, hello. Koyena Magi. I don't know. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, there are a few things I need to say here. Israel should be very careful when they are offering the terrorist himself a support. If they are not able to work with Hamas, how are they sure they can work with the head of Boko Haram? They should be very careful and focus their attention on Biafrans, not trying to lean towards a Boko Haramist himself. Ohanaeze Ndigbo, well, it's their youth, not the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, Doshi and Adeyema themselves. I will direct this particular information to Emma Onyebuchi, who lives in Lagos. He should try and contact other Biafrans who live in Lagos for him to boycott this election. Let's see what this man who is issuing threats, what he will do. That is the only way combat this particular threat he has issued. They may not say anything, but they should vehemently refuse voting in Lagos. And let's see if this man will bring down hailstones and fire to rain on Biafrans in Lagos and those who call themselves Igbos. Imam Barabushi, I hope you are listening. Try and contact other Biafrans around you. They should phone their people. Don't even go voting. So that we see what they are going towards now, Director, is this. They want the Igbos and the Biafrans to run away from Lagos, leaving their buildings.
And they will.
So that they'll go and collect them.
Of course, they'll collect them. They will chase them away. Ndiara, Lake Ife, 1,000 mad people.
That is what they are going towards. For run away, they'll burn their houses, and those they were able to take and resell. That is what will happen. So our people should be very careful, not vote. And those in Biafra land refuse voting completely because we are going to restore Biafra. We have nothing to do with the expired zoo. It's expired. We have no take on that particular old regime. And now they try to renew what has expired by voting in the terrorist himself. Some of you are in danger if you don't adhere to our instructions. Do not vote. I realize most of you did not hear about voting, the one that just went away on the 28th. Now we are renewing the same call. Do not vote for the sake of your lives. Because no matter how close, how friendly you are with the Hausa Fulani and the Boko Haram, they do not vote. And there is no need partaking in whatever election that is coming in. We've ended our petition already to the British Prime Minister here. Even if he pretends, we have already tendered it, and it is on record that we've shown our petition, we've shown our disgust, we have shown our anger since 1945 up to today. Those who went to church, only some came back. Is there a country that Britain and America are supposed to support? A country that kills others. That is what they are supporting. Whatever you wish to people or wish to others will come back to you on your doorstep. It is beginning. And that's something we call boomerang. It will affect the world bank. That's the only thing I want to say to the assistant director. Let me give way for others. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiam is our God. Chukwu Abiam is our God. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. It's our duty to do so, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Lagos.
You don't hear. That is where you're not from, Lagos. You don't listen. You don't hear. You do not listen. When you call Radio Biafra, you turn your system off or you walk away from where you are. The background noise is creating undue static, which is making noise in my head. I can't hear myself. Turn your system down, turn it low, or walk away from where you are. You must do one of the three, please. Very, very important. Thank you very much for that. I believe that our woman leader is here with us, and she has something to say, please. Continue by giving us your name and where you are, please. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. Please, your name for the listening public and also
I am Comrade Gloria Ngozi Okorofo Umunekugiri, Isalambano, Biafra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to talk to my women and to the world. Women of Biafra, please organize yourself in your state. Organize yourself in your state. Put up meetings and very soon we will come for general meetings. Again, my director, based on the sad news of threats to you, I have a place to read. The Bible, the book of Isaiah 41, 9 to 14 says, Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that we are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will uphold thee, saying unto thee that thou shalt fear not, I will help thee. Fear thou not, warm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Lord, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. God is giving some promise to you, Nnamdi Kanu. He says he has chosen you and no one can do anything against you or against those that work with you or against you, the Biafran. He spoke again in the book of Psalms 135, 4-5, saying, For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. That means he has chosen you and for himself to work for him, like he has chosen Moses at the olden days. And again, he has chosen with the Biafran as his peculiar treasure. He said again, For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. The gods you are talking about is small G-O-D-S, God made by hands. When our God is greater and above all gods. People of the world, I want to talk to you. Have you seen the wickedness of these people? A man who is not yet sworn as a president has planned to take away another man's life. That is putting law into his hands. Have you seen why we said we have to go and we must surely go? There's no two ways about it. We are not one Nigeria at all. We are not one. Fellow women of Biafra, we are not. You have had the testimony that Buhari, who is not yet a president and not yet on the stage, I'll send somebody in charge of our director. For what? To just to go and accept it straight to his hometown to see that he has met the director just for nothing. Does that mean that one cannot speak for his own country? One cannot speak for his own rights? That shows Nigeria for you. We the Alpha shall not be same. And Buhari forgot to know that the heart of a king is in the heart of Super Abiyama. Now, women of the Afrans, wherever you are, commit our director to the hand of Super Abiyama for protection. Therefore, him to protect him and his entire family. And for those who work with him and for we the Biafran. Go on your knees, mothers of Jerusalem. For God and Super Abiyama never play with the tears and kneeling dance of the beautiful daughters. Go on your knees, holy sons of God. All Sabbatarians, only those who are not Sabbatarians, but are for Biafrans, who sweep for Biafrans, help, please go on your knees. Shake heaven and you will see what Super Abiyama will do. Shake heaven and you will see what Super Abiyama will do. You Hausa, do you know that we must surely go? Why we must go is this. The book of Leviticus 26 says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have separated you from other people, that you should be mine and mine alone. There's no two ways about this. There's nothing you can do for us to come together. No. You said you were born to rule, and you are Nigerian, that you are to rule the holy people of Israel. It is never true. Where is the identification of your where is your identification that shows that we are one in Nigeria? Where is your proof of evidence? Nigerians can never and will never be one. Nigeria has no language of its own. Nigeria can never and will never agree to worship one God. That is Super Abiyama, God of heaven. You will never agree, therefore we are not one. And again, killing of human beings, fornication of some men and women, boys and girls, are substitutes and abominations things before God. We never and can never come into the Biafra kingdom. Therefore, we are not one. We are part of this country. Because we are holy. We don't like the things that is happening within Nigeria. My director, the Hausa man said that we are born to rule. Is it when I speak on my language, Biafra language? Or when Yoruba speak on their own language? Or when the Hausa man speak on his own stupid language? That we will come together and then we rule us. No. If we are to go and a different language, that shows the center will not hold. Therefore, my women, what I want you to do is this. When you see a Yoruba woman coming to you to speak with you, please speak on your language. When Yoruba comes to speak with you, or you go to a Yoruba woman, speak on your language and let her speak on her own language. Even if it's Hausa woman, speak on your language too. When you speak her own and you speak your own, it can't meet together, and you know how we will come together and become one Nigeria. The Biafran, we have to speak in our own language. Then when you see your Biafran woman that is of the same flesh and blood with you, speak the language that she or he can hear. Because we have the same flesh and blood. But for a Yoruba woman or Yoruba man, Hausa woman or Hausa man, do not speak any language that they will hear. Speak your own Igbo language, your Biafran language, so that you see that there is no way we are coming together. My director, the Bible said you should fear not. Super Abiyama said you should not fear because he is with you. He has called you with his own righteous hand. Not know how he will defend you. Neither your family or those that work with you or with the Biafran. We are alive and we will be alive to welcome our country. Therefore, director, for now, I will say good night, sir.
Good night, and thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. A very wonderful and devastating rendition of a call to arms for our women all over Biafra land. Very, very important. And thank you very much, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
Yeah, I'm Chenduma for calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for your college and the propagation, you know, of this kingdom. Many of Biafra, because that is the kingdom of God.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So please, I thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. No, I'm ashamed of myself now because of what, I mean, the man called himself Oba of Lagos. What he just opened his mouth. I mean, well, it's not his fault. It's my fault. Yes, it's my fault. I allow him. I allow myself. I let myself down, and all, and then he had nothing to do than to crime me and do me whatever he likes. So please, all I'm saying now, I don't know whether those people that he speaks to, whether they are Igbo or not. I don't know. I don't believe that.
No, they are Igbo. They were hailing him. So one even said amen. If you listen very...
Listen, oh,
if you don't vote for somebody, I will kill all of you. You came from Igbo land here. You don't have anything in Aba and in Onitsha. You came here, you built your houses. If you don't vote for the person, I own Lagos, I will kill all of you. He said he owns Lagos, but they're all Nigerians. Mad people. What said amen?
I feel if I was there, you know, I would choose to die in his presence. I mean, speak on in his face, dialect. Oh my God, I'm ashamed of my people. You know, I last year I had a revelation about Biafrans, I mean, being separated from the zoo. And I called my cousin. He had so much investment in Lagos, at Lagos there. And I had a revelation that he should separate himself from Lagos, that he should open his head office in Aba. And I called him, explained everything. He said, why didn't I say Abakaleke instead of Aba? You know, he laughed at me. And I don't know what to say. I told him, this is a revelation. Then he now said to me, even if Nigeria is going to separate, that it won't be just like that, the world has opened eyes. That they will not seize their property, they will not, rather they will only tax them. They will only increase the tax they pay. You know? So, with all this, I can't understand my people. So, my director, please, I thank you for everything. I don't know how to explain it. Please, and I want to beg you, please, we are lacking fathers and mothers. This Biafran land. We are lacking fathers and mothers. Children have nowhere to go. Nobody to teach them, admonish them. I mean, show them what is life. I'm telling you, they are just wallowing about. They don't have fathers. They don't have mothers. Although there are the people that pretend to be their mother and their father. But I tell you, nobody to taught them. I mean, teach them about life. So please, I will want you, if you can call from mothers and fathers, ask them to bring their children closer to this radio. I mean, this is a platform that we open our eyes. So please, I don't know how to say it, but I know God will help us. So please, and I have another revelation last 2 weeks. And this is a petition to every Biafran, everybody, both women and all the men of Biafran. Because Isaiah 54. To everybody, Isaiah 54, just for everybody to see that God is with us. He has promised, and he's going to fulfill all his promises. So please, Mechukwu and Biama continue to inculcate, the good life, everything that we need in this life, in our life, so that very soon we are going to have our freedom. Thank you, my director.
Ise, thank you very much for that. Thank you. We are live and we are direct. The time here now is approximately 18 minutes to 11 p.m. at night. I will try as much as I can to make sure we make up for all the lost times. Our lines are open. If you call us, we'll take your call. This is Radio Biafra. Let's see if we can go to the line. If we can connect to this very line, of course, we go to it. If we can connect to it, then we go to the caller on the phone. I presume that you can hear me. It's only a presumption. Please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are. Please, no, they're no longer there. They are not there. Exactly what I was saying. Let's go to the line as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Mitchell, I'm calling from Abuja.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. I said I'm Mitchell, so I'm calling from Abuja.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I speaking with director, please?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Or you were before, but not anymore. Not anymore. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Namdi Wanne. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Sir, I really want to thank you for what you are doing for the Igbos.
No, not for Igbo, so God forbid. What do you want for Igbo? I do what I do for Biafra, not Igbo. Who told you Igbo people? No, I work for Biafra, not Igbo people, please.
Okay, sir.
I beg of you. Go ahead.
Really thank you for what you're doing for the Biafrans.
Thank you.
God will actually bless you.
You see, and you too.
Sir, I am listening to what Oba of Yoruba, the way he was admonishing Igbos, is a very big insult to every son and daughters of Biafra. It has shown us that we are just strangers in the zoo called Nigeria. Ojukwu, our father, was pushing us, teaching us to know our enemies when the light is still on. But the Igbo race, out of their stubbornness and stupidity, no one wants to listen to our father. But I thank God today that God have actually raised somebody like you to stand and to change the race of Igbo people, Biafran people. Daddy, I really thank you. The problem with an Igbo man is stubbornness. I remember last time I went to Lagos, a Yoruba woman was addressing Igbos as stubborn goats. Said, Igbos, we are stubborn. We are stubborn as black goats. Sir, how do you see us, the Biafran, being addressed as stubborn goats before our fellow human being? Sir, please, anything we can do to leave this geological republic of Nigeria, sir, let us do it. We are ready to do anything, especially myself. We are tired. You go to school, you come out, there is no work to do. We are jobless. We are doing nothing in this zoo called Nigeria. So what can we do so that we can be free and go home? Because since I'm beginning to listen to this radio, my knees have been on the floor. I've been calling God. Our daddy Ojukwu have fought on this. Until he died, he kept thinking and weeping, crying for the Biafran to wake up and know their right when it's not yet night. But yet, Igbo man is like a goat, like the Yoruba woman rightly said. But sir, what are we going to do? Help us, because we are the future of Biafra. Are we going to perish like those in the darkness? Sir, this is all I want to say. May God bless you, and may God bless your friends. Amen.
You see, thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. You're asking what to do. Don't vote on Saturday. That's all. Do not vote. If you want this insult to stop, if you want Yoruba people to stop insulting you, do not vote on Saturday. This Oba of, what's his name? Oba of Lagos or whatever it's called. This type of nonsense will stop happening. But you don't have any shame. You have no honor. You have no pride. I won't change it. I know some of you idiots will go out to vote, but sensible people will not go out to vote. Hardcore Biafrans will not go out to vote. Had all of you stayed at home on the 28th without voting, this insult now will not be happening. You don't get it. You heard it there. Yoruba woman said you people are stubborn goats. You think you are proud. Let me try and be stubborn, you know. Mane wa turn on me. They have insulted you in Lagos. On Saturday, watch the idiot to go and vote. Vote on the vote. Who are you voting for? Who are they not running to APC now? The idiots that you went and voted are they? Oh, please. You don't know what you want, Ndibo. Please, I serve Biafra, not Igbo. I beg your pardon, not Igbo, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ebere Ariwodo. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
From the United, where are you calling from precisely in the UK? Are you in London area? Are you in Essex?
I'm calling from Essex.
From Essex. Thank you very much.
Calling from Essex.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
When them woke up, I got the lamma.
You say, magumonye.
I am calling. I've been trying to get through. I want to thank you for the great job you're doing. And,
thank you.
For all the sacrifices you are doing as well.
Thank you.
This evening in particular, the main thing why I persisted to get you today is this issue of this threat from the so-called Oba in Lagos. We need a rallying point. And like so many people who have called, I've said, you are the Moses of our time. And I must confess, what you are doing is not easy. You may not know it. I admire what you're doing. And I am convinced that we are going somewhere. We have a direction. And you have our support. Even those who are not brave enough to tell you openly, I can tell you that disciples, people are being won over. People's eyes are being opened by the message, the raw messages that are coming through. So that is my message tonight.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
You thank you. You know who is calling?
Bandy, of course. I can see your name. Bandy, my brother. Yes. I know who you are. There were one normal. Thank you very much. Thank you. He is from Ibeku as well. And one of us is in the UK. People have to listen to this gospel because what we say here is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but you thought you are insulting also the way he insults us. Yoruba man said to you, if you don't vote for them, they put in the lagoon. They bore you more. What is that? Is that love? That show you affection? We speak the truth. That's the only fault we have. Is you. Our Skype is working incidentally. Now people from abroad are calling, you see. When the Skype works, they call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ikenna. AK0. That's from Imo State. When I stayed in about here.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to say thank you for what you have done in the Biafra land. Because ever since I started to be here on Radio Biafra, I've already know exactly what I didn't know since I was born. And now, I've heard you. You make my hand too strong to think what I can do to eliminate our enemies. Something you have already teaching me in this Radio Biafra makes me to remember the time I was in Abuja. The Yoruba, I mean the Hausa people, yeah, we are selling market in Naya. So they wanted to try one of my friends to show the boy that I'm a brother to him. And that boy, his name is Abu Salam from Igala. So I tried to defend the boy in the hand of Filane, all these Gware people. You know, to show the boy that I'm a brother to him. But despite that, the boy doesn't know that I'm a brother to him. Even myself, I don't even know. But ever since he come to start this radio Biafra, I started to be hearing it. I say, may Chukwu Obiama guide you and protect you.
You say, and you too. And you too.
Now, I want to tell you that whatever you are doing, we are still here in Abaya waiting for the day you give us order to go ahead and destroy our enemy. I promise you, I will never go back for it. That's all I want you to know. But anywhere I am, I'll still be proud of myself that I'm a Biafra. Whether it's in point of my death, I'll make a declaration that I'm a Biafra. Just like as God made us to know that anywhere we are, we should declare with the son of the Chukwu Obiama. So shall we be when we stand in front of our enemy to declare ourselves as the sons of Biafra, the Chukwu Obiama. Guide you. I have a lot to say, but I will call you less, and I will tell you exactly what is in my mind to make action to move forward and destroy our enemy. Thank you, my director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that, and well spoken. It gladdens my heart whenever I hear a young voice, the voice of a young man professing his love for his country, and that country is Biafra. We love our country, Biafra. The animals in the Zoological Republic, who loves the zoo? Nobody. Only what they can get from the zoo. That's why they're there, in the ocean and the Ama. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Amadi Wangwo from Ajah State, but I live in Lagos.
Where are you calling from now?
I'm in Asabana. I'm a traveler.
You're a traveler. Thank you very much. At least you did not receive the insult. Are you an SND boy in Lagos?
No, God forbid.
God forbid. Please go ahead.
I don't have time with the other streets. I'm from other streets. So big by local government.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Look at my problem now. Is this? We don't get this really Jaffa.
In where? I can't hear you. No.
My friends, look at what is going on. Look at what...
They can't get Radio Biafra. Where? I need to know where you're talking about. Where?
Hello?
Yes. You cannot get Radio Biafra. Where? You were saying something before the line went off?
I say, in Lagos State, we can't get you. So, I've been telling all my friends that Lagos Biafra is real. They say, I should get out from there. Is it what that man is saying in the East? This. Biafra is real. That is going to happen in their physical eye, and they will saw it. They say no. There's nothing like that. I should not preach them. I should not tell them anything about Biafra. I say okay. Let me call the man and tell the man what is happening in Lagos and what is happening there now. Because they don't believe. So how will you do now to get to the Biafra in Lagos State?
If I see people that will fund it, I will put it there. If I see people to fund it, I will put the station, the relay station, because we are not at those places broadcasting. They only carry what we are saying. Our studio is in Biafra land, but we can broadcast anywhere in the world. So if they give us support from Lagos, we will build a relay station in Lagos. All of you can get it on your FM. But we need some of you from Lagos to come up with the funding to allow us to do that.
I'm in Lagos. I live in Lagos. I'm planning to come back home because people in Lagos, my brother, we are suffering in Lagos.
Are you?
If you know what I do in Lagos, you will pity us. What is happening in Lagos? I was grown up from Lagos. I speak Yoruba to save myself. But they are not helping us.
I know.
What do we do? We want to get to Biafra to go ask for more bush people. To go. Yoruba man can never ever tell you what is good in life, rather to betray you because I'm an evil man. So please, we need this thing. We need anything that this thing can afford. I will participate on it. And we need it in Lagos State so that everybody will hear it and everybody will hear about it in Biafra. Please, I'm interested. Anything. I'm a neutral man. I'm a transporter. I don't stay one place. I walk the whole Nigeria around. So please, I've been hearing this and telling my friends that this is what is happening, this is what is happening. Some of them, I'm telling you that I should get out. What am I saying? Is that man that talking? I said, it's okay. If we should wait, that we'll see what is going to happen. So please, director, we need this thing.
We will go to Lagos and remind the stubborn goats, according to the Yoruba woman, and we'll play this clip for them.
I'm running my tribe. I'm running my idea for my message too, from Obinwa local government. So please, we need this in Lagos State. In anything.
And we will take it. Don't worry about that. We will take this very message. We will go to illuminate the heart of darkness. Lagos is the heart of iniquity, the heart of darkness itself. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Please, on Skype, your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Ifeanyi Obasi. I'm calling from Malaga, Spain.
From Malaga in Spain. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, director, I just want to use the opportunity to thank you a lot. I have been trying to get you on this Skype more than... call it 2 weeks now. I can't get through. But I thank God that I get through today, tonight. I just want to use this opportunity to greet the so-called Igbos or Biafras in Lagos. I just want to say good afternoon to them. I just want to greet them. Good afternoon and good morning to them. Because I think the way somebody make himself or the way somebody make his bed, that's the way we lie down on it. So whatever is so-called Oba, whatever, saying to the Igbos in Lagos, they deserve it. Because the man already know that most of Igbos have make up their mind, they don't want to go home. They prefer to dine in Lagos and bury in Lagos. And they do not want to understand that no matter what you do, your Oba man does not like you. No matter how investment you have in Lagos, your Oba man did not appreciate what you are doing. When I was watching this, hearing this, what this man said in Lagos, the so-called urban Facebook today, I was crying. We so-called one Nigeria. Oh, we are one Nigeria. But in really, if you can bend down, you will know that not to make you to call yourself one Nigerian. Somebody is forcing you in 21st century today that if you do something it does not want to do. In your own country that you are claiming is your country. Igbos, for how long shall we learn? For how long shall we fold our hands and looking? Like I'm talking to you now, there's many Igbos who want to come to invest in Lagos tonight. There's many Igbos who want to go to that Lagos to invest tomorrow morning. So, what I want to say, like our sister called first time and said that our mother should go to, you know, should pray for the Igbos, the Biafras mostly. We need prayer. The Biafras need prayer. Without prayer, I don't see anywhere we are going. Because the Igbo man is the highest stupid man he can do something with. You know, it's very difficult Igbo man to invest his money in Calabar or Akwa Ibo or Enugu. If not from there. For instance, somebody from Anambra, it's very difficult for him to invest in Yo or Calabar instead of for him to invest in Lagos. I just want to give you a story. That's something that happened here last year. I was working with one construction company in Spain here. Real estate. The man was talking to me. He said, listen, there's a lot of economic problem in Spain. Can we go back to Africa, where you came from, see whether this business can go? So along the process, they need a backup for the company. They need a backup from the government. So we are along the line. I was doing those things to bring those guys back to Imo State when I came from. So one day I was with one of our brother from Igbo land too. So the man called me that he needed me in office now, that there's something that came out, they want us to talk. So I said, my brother, escort me to the Spanish man, let us see the Spanish man. And he was there with me. I and the Spanish man was talking the same thing about to go to Nigeria in Biafra land to invest. And the guy was asking me, what kind of business are you discussing with this guy? I said, yeah, we are discussing how they want to go back to Africa to invest because, you know, there's an economic problem in Spain. And the guy asked me, where did he want to take them in so-called Zone, Nigeria? I said, I'm taking them from my own state where I came from. I'm from Imo State. I have to take them there first. He said, no, how can he take white people to an Imo State? So I was waiting for him. I know definitely he's not from Imo State. If for the neighboring state, Anambra. As I was waiting for him to tell me, bring them to Anambra. But I did not hear it from him. He told me that he have a land in Abuja. I should tell those guys to Abuja, that white man would like to be in Abuja. I said, listen, my friend, I'm not taking those guys down to Africa because of the rich people, a developed place. No, I'm taking them down to Africa because of our people need help. And these people, they're not going to Abuja because they want to see the developed place. But I did not see anything that more special that make me to change my mind to go to Abuja. So that day I was looking at that guy, and the voice told me inside me, this is the problem that we have. Nobody is proud for where he came from. No matter what happened, Igbo man is not proud where he came from. Igbo man prepared to invest his life in a foreign land than where he came from. But they forget that charity begins at home. No matter what happened, you still remember where you came from. That is what is happening in Lagos today. Because the urban of Lagos will not take the Hausans the same thing, because none of Hausa men have any good investment in Lagos. None of Hausa men have any good investment in Lagos, no matter what happened. So you can talk to the Igbos like that, because the no Igbos are the most stupid people in this age. No matter what happened, Igbo man is a man that whenever most of the time when we sit with them here, I'm so annoyed to call myself Igbo.
Yes, my dear brother, you need to cut it short for us. Many people are trying to speak, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you please summarize for me in 1 minute? Too many people are waiting. Hello?
Hello, I'm hearing you, Doctor.
Please, 1 minute, please, to round up for us. Too many people are waiting. Too many people are waiting.
All right.
So I can accommodate
them. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So what I'm saying that the way you make your bed, that's the way we lie down on it. But my question is, Have Igbos wake up? Have we understand that the place we are going is the dark place?
No.
We should face the light.
Because they go to Yoruba churches, what do you expect? Kanaka church in the Yoruba. So you leave them. I told them, the more you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches, the more darkness you bring upon yourselves. They cannot see. Somebody is in Lagos. Oh, Onyane Kuna East. But he is listening to a Yoruba radio. Do you see how foolish Igbo people are? He is listening to Yoruba every day, saying mbati every all of. He listens and is very quiet. Tell them, as the woman called them stubborn goat. Yoruba woman called Igbo people stubborn goat. They are stubborn for no reason. When it's time to be stubborn, no, they won't be stubborn. When it comes to their fellow Igbo person, they are stubborn. Yeah, they are useless, honestly speaking. It's good, all but tell them more. In their country.
No, I'm very, very, very happy for what that man says.
And so am I.
I'm very, very happy for that man says. Everything he says, I'm very, very happy for him.
Of course, so also are we. Thank you very much. I'm trying to take as much calls as possible from abroad today, please. Because they said those at home have been dominating our discussions and our debates. How about those from abroad? We want to try and accommodate them today. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Director?
Yes, please. We are waiting. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Francis Ugochukwu Njoku from Isialamba, Nimo State, Biafra land.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Imo State.
Where are you calling from? KB Sinapo, where Hello? Are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Hello?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
My name is Sopru Chukumosu. I'm calling from Belemont, Switzerland.
Switzerland, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, we are fighting and we are talking and talking, but the Igbos, do you think they are angry because they were called goats? Because they were called, they say they will kill them? They have always been killing them, but they never mind. So we are fighting and trying to educate them, but it's not an easy road. Even down here in Switzerland, when you're talking to people about what is happening, so we say, just forget it. Let's move on. Whoever they kill. My family is safe. So they call them goats, they call them animal, whatever they call them, they appreciate it. But what they really need is just the money. Give them the money, do the business, and that's all. Nobody cares. But it's a very painful thing that what I heard about what Oba said. I've been posting, I've been tweeting, I've been sending to U.S. Secretary of State, I sent to President Obama, I sent to David Cameron, I sent to John Kerry. I mean, let everybody try to tweet. I believe it will work. They will see how are we being called animal. The country, they say that we are one. And I pray and hope that Biafra will come in truth and honesty. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Very sweet and very straightforward. And direct to the point. The caller once again on Skype, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Chidebere from France.
Chidebere who? What is your full name, please?
Chidebere Wanko from France, director.
Thank you. Which part of France are you coming from? From Nancy, from Montpellier, from Marseille, from Paris? Where are you calling from in France?
From Caen, south of France.
From south of France. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, long time, director. God bless you.
And you too. Go ahead. It's been a while. Those from abroad have been suffering. Tonight I'm giving them a preference. Please go ahead.
But it's good to leave the people at home before
of course.
We can call. But we thank God for all the and we thank God. And I want to comment on the comment made by the Oba of Lagos.
Yes.
When people begin to degrade them, even having called the names, because they have left.
Wanko, your line is very bad. From the south of France, your line is very, very bad. Please try and call us back and I will take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Not paying attention, and I despise that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Chinedu.
Chinedu, your line is very faint. Speak up, come close to your phone and speak, please. I can't hear you.
My name is Chinedu Mongoro.
No, your line is not very clear. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not really. Somebody just called just out of fun to see if things are working or not. We are live and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Udoji.
Sorry?
Udoji. I'm at Okigwe, the positive.
What is your name? I will ask you again, what is your name? I mean your name and your father's name.
Okay. My name is Chinwe Udoji Steven.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Okigwe Road, opposite prison.
Okigwe Road, opposite prison, in which state, in which town?
Okay, in Imo State.
Imo State, Okigwe Road in Imo State. Where is Okigwe Road in Imo State? Opposite prison.
Owerri.
Why can't you say you're calling from Owerri? Okigwe Road, opposite prison in Imo State. Does that make any sense to anybody? My goodness me.
Sorry, sir.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, please, I have the comments on the radio, so I speak the numbers. I want to call that I'm interested.
Interested in what exactly? Are you interested in becoming a part of IPOB, in becoming a soldier, a journalist, an engineer, an agriculturist? Do you want to volunteer for the medical corps? Which one is it?
A soldier.
You want to be a soldier?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then get a pen and a paper. There is a number I will give to you. And then you call that number if you want to become a soldier. That is the number to call, which is our inquiry line. And the telephone number for that is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090 from the beginning. 090.
Yes, sir.
907-765-785-765-765. Yes, then 89.
Okay,
sir. 090-907-76589. That is the telephone number that never stops ringing. That very number never stops ringing. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. Chidebere, you're back with me. Is that correct?
Yes, I am back, Rebo Director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was commenting on the issue of above Lagos, the man may see the opportunity to insult the people that came to dwell among them, because our people have degraded themselves so much. They have insulted themselves. They have even behave even lower than more even what we expect, because I can remember when Lagos had a problem, I think during the time of Abiola, Igbo people left Lagos. Even the Oba of Lagos was pleading for them to come back. With that time, we Igbo still have they still have prestige, but now they have even sunk beyond what was left of them because of what? Love of money. Because the amount of love of money that our people has put themselves into is beyond human reasoning. Because when you degrade yourself and because of money, anybody can trample upon you. So the man made that comment because he have seen that these people are like beggars. They can even insult their mother as long as they can be given money. So I don't think there's nothing to defend than to even laugh at our people in that Lagos. But most important thing that we have to continue in our struggle to spread the good news for our people to wake up from their slumber. Because Biafra is our hope. No matter where we go, we don't have a place until we have a home. And if we don't have a home, anywhere you go, they know that even in a foreign land, even outside that country, they will insult you because they know that your government will not even interfere. They know the division among us. They know Hausa man is in charge. So they can kill you. They can destroy you. Nobody will even ask of you. You see? So the only thing that can give us prestige or sense of belonging is Biafra. Because once we have a country, our government is caring about its own citizens. I don't think that anybody can, you know, talk to us or behave the way they are behaving around the world against our people. So my prayer is that the Lord will grant us what he has promised. And as he has called you as Joshua, and people should start calling you Moses, please, because Moses do not enter the promised land. Moses showed the Israelite the way, but he was not the one that led them. It's like Ojukwu. You are not Ojukwu. You are Joshua. So you will enter and you will live to see the goodness of that land. And no hand that rise up against you that can touch you.
He said,
you have many people that are praying for you. There is nothing to fear. He said, fear not because I am with you. Be not dismayed. You see, because God is there to protect you. He said, surely they shall gather, but not in his name. Anyone that gathered against us, against you, they shall fall for our sake. You see, they may gather themselves together, but they shall be broken in pieces. They may take counsel, but it will come to naught. They may seek the word, but it will not manifest. Because God Almighty, Chukwu Abiamah, is with you, is with us. You see, we are the only people. I say, people do not know when you say it. We are the only people that left. Everywhere has been conquered. I was watching a program today on France. The man was saying that they have built almost 30 or 3,000 mosques, that they want to build more.
France
they
is
want
overrun.
To have, make sure that
France is
have everyone worshipping in the mosque.
Of course.
And Biafra land is only place that left. But only thing I can assure our people, they should be vigilant. Nobody, even anyone, no good Biafra will support wages of corruption. Nobody. It's only those fake people among us. Those people that are willing to sell their destiny for piece of bread. That will support such a man that want to open up a door of Islam to a holy land. But I know that the God Almighty, the Almighty Chukwu Abiamah, will not even permit him in the next 1,000 years. Because it's a land that he has defended. He has defended it before, he will defend it again. It's only for our people to come back to him and abandon all those idols that have brought mayhem to our people. As you always stand and say it in the book of Exodus 20, the Lord has said that you should not bring any idol before me. But go to every village, nook and cranny, every family, there are idol that is making God angry over our people. If they do not follow Rome, they will follow Anglican. Our people are slave religiously, they are slave mentally, they are slave in every aspect of life. But I thank God for the good news that will set our people free. And anyone that have heard good news, we must put it in practice because we must have sense of belonging. And that is Biafra. That is our pride. God has called us and we all must come together in truth because truth is everything. He said, we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free.
Of course.
You see, in truth, we can have this country with pride that even every black man on this face of earth will rise up his head and say, yes, we have a black nation that can make us proud. And the Biafra is the only nation that can do so. And the Ebo Director,
my dear brother,
may the Lord keep you.
And you
may the Lord protect your family. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. And may the Lord cover you with his feather and may he be a fire around you,
said,
and may his glory rest upon you, and may his guide you all the step of the way. He will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to lead in peace. In Jesus' name I pray, so shall it be. God bless you. And may God bless those people around you, those people that are doing marvelous work. May God give them the strength.
Yes, they are working hard.
May God protect them. They are, and our people that they are waiting for the day of the Lord, may God give them strength and protect them.
He said, thank you very much for the south of France. We recovered every country from the vagabonds and the vermin. All of them. Vermin, please. There is no problem in that. You can't say vermin. No, it's not allowed. It's vermin. Even if there's more than one or two or three. We have recovered all the countries under threat from Boko Haram Islam. Because Boko Haram is not just in Sambisa Forest. They were also in France. They showed their ugly faces in Norway. They contaminated Denmark. They fooled themselves in China. And they exhibited themselves shamelessly in Barcelona. In each of those places, we have recovered them. In Brazil, in Sao Paulo today, we constituted a new family in Sao Paulo. And I'm actually informing Wan Onenyi of the presence of a new family in Sao Paulo in Brazil. Formidable, I tell you. We are in Mexico. We are in Chile. For goodness sake. We are global. That is why we are able to do the things that we do. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? My goodness me. They cannot hear me. We then defer to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The time now is approximately 24 minutes past 11 p.m. here. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Agawa. I'm calling from Aba.
From where?
From Aba.
What is your full name? When I ask your name, you give me your name and the man that gave birth to you. Your father's name.
My name is Agawa. I'm calling from Aba.
Which one is your name? Which one is your father's name?
My name is Ago. My father's name is Ago.
Thank you very much. I like that. Thank you. Thank you for that. Please go ahead.
I'm coming from what is happening in Yoruba.
Can you make your line clearer, please, my dear brother? Something is happening. It's muffled. Your line is deep. Your voice is very deep. Can you come closer to the microphone of your phone, please, and speak so it's a lot clearer? Your voice is muffled. It's sounding very deep. It's not clear. That's what
I mean. Yeah, very well now.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling from, I say,
yes.
What is happening in
Yes. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
This politician caused all these things. You see, the houses, the Igbo people to do like this because Igbo people, since our forefather born us, we never do like this. But since we mess up with that house, they come to us like this. You see, simple truth. Igbos, sorry, to talk the truth as of now. But before the elderly man, say this thing is to this thing. I think it's the truth. It is because of the what they are doing there. This politician, any person, free money, he go tell others that they will go carry the money for another person. That is why they made talk to another person that you carry your own. Like a POG now. POG own money for government and you're not going to spend money. No one can say the other person, you are spending money. That is why this problem is coming. But I pray one day everything is better, more and more. I thank you for what you are doing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I'm not sure most of you got it. Did you hear what he said? I understood it. He's saying that the reason why this cycle of corruption continues is because when Jonathan was in office, he knew what Obasanjo did. So Obasanjo rather cannot openly castigate Jonathan. And Jonathan also knows what Buhari must have done with PTA fund. So Buhari cannot actually prosecute Jonathan. So everybody knows that the next person is a thief. And they neutralize, or should I say, cancel out each other. Very, very sad indeed. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. For some of you, today is Tuesday. We are tweeting. Emeka Gift, we are tweeting today. There is no other. Every tweet must center around the above Lagos. And how Biafran people are hated. We are going to tell Obama, they hate us and they are killing us. We are going to tweet into Israel. These people hate us the same way that Israelis, we are hated for no reason, is how they hate us. Why will the upper say, if you don't vote for somebody, I will kill you? Because we are stubborn goods. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please, your name and where you are.
My name is Ikenga Okenga. I'm from a great I live in Abba.
Ikenga is your name, is that correct?
Yeah, Ikenga. I'm from
Abba. I hope you understand what that name means. A very powerful name, do you know that?
Yeah, I'm from Aguleri.
Aguleri, of course. Name is Ike. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just using this time to thank you. And I'm happy that we have seen somebody directing us to Abba. And I'm happy and I'm ready. I'm not asking them. I don't want to join soldier. When the time comes, I will do my best. I will kill.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. From Aguleri, he does, you know, they don't talk too much. He said when the time comes, he will show action. And I trust them, of course, Aguleri. They will form a very credible battalion. I said a whole battalion. They should be able to give us the men to be able to fight in one whole. Because what you are going to do in this very match is that we are not going to mix people too much. So we want, after the war, we will know the bravest of them all. Because when you mix them up, it becomes individual. But if we have a particular division that is only staffed by people from Aguleri, if they distinguish themselves in battlefield, they take the glory that goes with it. That's how we are going to compartmentalize our formation in such a way that we have exclusive regiments made up of people from a particular locality so that we can properly give them historical reference when the time comes. It's critical because everything we are doing is different, is new. That is why we are successful at it. That is why we keep on propagating. That is why we keep on spreading this very good news. And that is why Chukwu Abiama will remain kind forever and ever. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Exactly. That's what we're saying. They will learn. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I am Chidi Uzoma.
Chidi Uzoma?
Yes, I'm calling from Imo State.
All these things, people say, I'm calling from Imo State. What does it mean? Where in Imo are you?
Sorry. I'm calling from Amiibo in Amiibo, Wangele.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. First of all, I have to appreciate you for your effort, your relentless effort toward actualizing our dream republic, the Republic of Biafra.
Thank you.
I pray that the Almighty Chukwu Abiama will give you more courage and more zeal to propagate this news deeply into the heart of all Biafrans in order to accept this gospel that it will touch us, so that we will all put us together and swing into action in order to set ourselves free from the bondage of this evil contraction called Nigeria.
You say, we pray that Chukwu Abiama give us the common sense, the sense to also endure what is to come. We must remain strong. We must remain resolute. We must remain determined. Above all, we must remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. That is why we are here every blessed day in Biafra land to preach this very gospel. And that is why it is sinking in. We speak the way we do because we do not want to feel sorry for ourselves. We have gone for decades feeling sorry for ourselves, and today we are being insulted by a coward. Yoruba are cowards. This Oba of Lagos, his ancestors were conquered by women from Dahomey. Women came from Dahomey to conquer Yoruba men. They came all the way to Ijebu land, conquering Yoruba men. People that were defeated in battle by women can stand up in front of men and threaten them. Yoruba, am I lying? Were you or were you not conquered by an army of women from Dahomey? Oh, Arueme. It's not your fault. It's Igbo people that I blame. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Once again, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? Not paying attention. And they want us to take them to war. No, we will not. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. Sorry, what is your name again? The caller on the phone. Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Ogachi. My name is Ogachiku Obasi.
Obasi, thank you very much. Please go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Asaba. That is Delta State.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Enugu.
Thank you. You are living in Asaba, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm living in Asaba, but I'm from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Are you listening to CHK 97.6?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My director, I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You have opened my eyes and opened my mind. So whatever that happens, we are ever ready. I'm one of the family in Asaba here.
Thank you.
So whatever the what they call the man, Oba of Yoruba, said, it's we that allow that to happen. Because if we therefore is not in front of doing those nonsense things, such a thing will not be happening to us. Because we are foolish. I'm sorry to say that, but we are. When somebody says something like that, why can't you know that the person hates you? What is your name? I'm not going to be able to Ofu boloko isi na doye ma ye na anya o mali o neme. What our people are doing, that is very painful. Let you go up there, my bless you, for open some people's eyes.
So,
I wake up today, this evening, I just decide to go evangelist by myself. And I met many people. They agreed to follow me to join my family on Sunday.
That's
I said,
good.
May Chukwu Obioma bless you.
You
and
say,
nothing will happen to me, Biafra.
Nothing.
Till any day, you like us to execute the plan. I'm ever ready. And my people, my family will ever ready for you. And nothing will happen to you till we have our own. May Chukwu Obioma bless you and bless
Hello, Biafra. He say, thank you very much things are happening. You know, we were lambasting the Queen of England for being a supporter of Islam. But the Queen has come out now to say that Britain is a Christian country. And she also expressed her fears about the threat to world peace posed by Islamic countries. But Her Britannic Majesty, please, the time that we are writing this very speech, or they were writing it for you, about the possible, or not possible, that Buhari and his people are a threat to world peace. David Cameron was busy trying to elect Buhari to rig the terrorists into power. So I don't know why you're making this statement now. And the funniest thing is that Arabs are mad about it. Do you know that Obama never ever referred to ISIS as an extremist terrorist group? Go and Google it now. Obama never ever referred to ISIS as an extremist Islamic group. That tells you all you need to know. I have a caller on Skype. Obijako, can you hear me?
Hello. God bless you.
And you too. That was very high. Please confirm your full name. Your full name, please.
My name is Chikezie Obijako.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling. I'm from Orlo.
Yes, Imo please.
State.
Thank you.
I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much.
It's been a long time. I have been trying your number. Unfortunately, I couldn't get through. The last time I spoke on the line was the day they were talking about ask a question. I was so much mad about ask question because we saw everything. So why should you ask question?
What did you see?
Angry since then.
I said, Obijak, what did you see? People don't understand what you're saying. What did you see?
I went to Ipswich two times. I drove a van to Ipswich. We loaded a
container,
almost 20 feet.
Container containing what?
Our transmitter for radio.
But do you know that one of the people that you loaded that transmitter with said that he's not sure if that was transmitter or not?
I started intervening from... Why should somebody say that? You saw it. Why should you say it? Why should you say you don't know? Only to start with, we saw three white men there. We discussed with them. They told us everything about it, is it? Why should somebody live and doubt?
One of the people that came with you, an officer of state, I confronted him, and he was telling me he's not good. I'm not sure if the container actually left Ipswich. I'm not very sure, you know. I said, but you loaded it. Yes, I loaded it, but you know anything can happen. Maybe it's just to deceive us. Chai! Ndibo. Oh, Babi Kocho Chopohana Lagos. Ndiara. Please go ahead.
Yes, I don't know exactly the type of heart you have. I'm telling you. People have disappointed. I'm telling you.
They have. But we continue.
Not now. Not. They will always be. It's a pity that we are being taken as Igbos in general, have been taken as an outcast. But as long as Biafra lives, we will see the end of this story.
You see?
Why is it that we cannot reason? All the parts of Nigeria has rejected us. Why must we be together to start with? Deportation is being done in Nigeria. The people you say you are one Nigeria, what to one Nigeria? That's a mess. Tell me how long will something happen to somebody and that person will reason? What is that? You always say that when one dies, he doesn't know that he died.
Of course.
But do you know what is possible? What is possible now and what is important is for us to fight to the last person. That's the only thing that will solve this problem. If not, these people from the north, from the south, all of them are pointing at our eyes and nose. When is Igbo going to reason? Are you sure that Igbos are human beings? Are they?
Ask them, or SMB at what's that place again? Onubombo.
How can you be SMD when you are abroad?
Hey, Queen of England is in England, oh. Oba of Lagos is in Lagos, oh. The only of Ife is in Ife. Oba of Benin in Benin. Eme of Kanu in Kanu. Eme of Gwandu is in Gwandu. The Shehu of Brono is in Brono. And then SMD is in Onubombo.
People are shameless.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry to say,
they make me laugh.
Shameless. I don't know why you're in Lagos and the answer is Ndibo. Who is your community?
Oh no.
Who are the people that you are governing?
Those are selling pure water on the road. Ndibo na bossa here. He is very warrior.
See, I don't want to waste much of your time, but I have been trying to speak to you long time. Whatever you are doing, be strong. That is all. But what I'm praying is your life. Let your life be secured. I know you're not the person guarding your life. God is with you. God is guarding you. That's your life. As long as you live, Biafra will come. I'm telling you.
You're very kind. And Satan knows that very well.
That's why they are fighting now.
Yeah, they have to. I love this. As I said, I was getting so bored these few days. There is no fight to fight. I love to destroy enemies of Biafra. I love destroying enemies of Biafra with reason, argument, truth, and consistency. You disarm them. Piece by piece, you unravel their stupidity before their eyes. Piece by piece. I love it. May you quap and I bless you. Do you know that Felix Obijako can drive long vehicles? You know, big vehicles, and you need a special license in England to do so. When we are about to load the container containing our transmitter, I asked the then COC to please go and bring, I had somebody else in mind, but I said go and bring Felix Obijako. And I said to the COC then, make sure that the person can drive a van. But it's not the person I had in mind. When they brought Felix Obijako, I said, but it's not this man now. And I asked him, can you drive? He said, of course, this is my license. I can drive any vehicle at all that you bring in front of me. Can you believe that? That was how he became part of the people that loaded the container. And that container is today in Biafra land, on this very soil. And we give praise to Chukwu Abiyama. That is why sometimes some things happen. I remember one incident, my father reminded me of the prayer of David. I can't remember the very incident. I don't know if they lost somebody or something. He said, Nkoma me, anyekele chineke. Nkoje me, anyekele kuya. Nihi na manke megi, onyemanke gare men. I'm sure you understand that. Because Chukwu Abiyama, I never lost my faith or my trust. Because one thing we have in abundance is mental strength. That was why we lost the war. We did not have the resilience in our brain. We fought a war for only 3 years and abandoned it. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. Today they are free. Can you tell the difference between the two? One gave up and the other did not. And the other one that never gave up won in the end. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your voice is too low. I don't know what is happening to this line. The voice, is it can actually the matter also?
It's from the network, sir. It's on the network.
From the network?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
It's better now. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Enugu is back on, I presume. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, I want to congratulate you for the work you are doing.
My dear brother, I regret to inform you that we have to discontinue with your call because of excessive poverty on the line.
Yes, sir.
You know, Igbos are very poor people. You go and buy a 9-year-old car. The same guy should know you to Jehovah. How old is the car you want me to come to church for? 9 years old. Now, the person that bought this car brand new, where will they go to do Thanksgiving? If you're taking 9-year-old car to a church, where did they go to? They'll take it to heaven then and do Thanksgiving there. Car is 9 years old. It's in Patagego. You're driving a 9-year-old car. I went to Lagos and I made money. Believe me, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
I am Nze Onyemuche, speaking from Aba.
Thank you very much, Nze. You are welcome. I hope you speak the truth. I hope you are Nze Nekwesiyoku. You know, foreign deeds, I was in the ocean. I hope you are one of those that speak the truth.
According to my Eze, he said, I am original Nze.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You see, I left Lagos long ago when I was in secondary school because I hated to hear Allahu Akbar. That's number one. Number two, when I was in Abuja, I was speaking Igbo to Hausas. That was about 6 years ago. And surprisingly, they were forced to speak Igbo or speak English. Number three, that Oba of Lagos can die before Saturday. We just require to pass judgment. That man will not see Saturday. He will die. Because you, Bible said, God said, you will curse them that curse us.
Yes.
Look, I am not happy. If you weigh my heart, I am very angry. I told my people, I said, I cannot ride on the back of any Igbo man to become what I want to be. Listen, I preached to some people 2 days ago. And surprisingly, in their early 30s, they don't know anything about Biafra. I made them to understand how Bite of Biafra came about, how they changed it to Bite of Benin. And today, they are trying to kill Igboness. Look, I want to tell you, I am not happy with that Oba of Lagos. We need to pray, let that man not see Saturday. It is not a matter of voting or not voting. I curse that Oba of Lagos. And if the spirit of Biafra, the God of the spirit of Biafra, allows that man to see Saturday, we know that we are just fighting in vain. Let all Igbos, every man, every woman, curse that throne that is for the dead, for the living, and the upcoming, that Oba of Lagos, that is it. Let it be cursed in the name of Jesus. Yes. I invoke the spirit of heaven to destroy that man, that Oba of Lagos. I curse him in the name of Jesus. He will not see Saturday in the name of Jesus. That water he has declared that he was with the ground, because I have a brother in Lagos, a senior brother. I command that Oba of Lagos to drown and die in that water before Saturday in the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. I have so many things to say, but I'll call you in another day. Thank you, sir. I'm grateful, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. Onye metukwara nwa agwa ka aka n'odu akwa ihe na-ekwu. Mo dindu mo wuna wu. These people, they are down and out. Ndi Igbo. But I want them to use this Oba's message to them. A message of insult and humiliation as the point where they begin to rise as a people. To understand that there's nothing in Lagos. Lagos is 137th out of 140 countries surveyed. It is number 3 on the list of the worst countries and of the worst towns in the world to live in. Lagos, man, Nishinsi, a very dirty, ugly place. If it rains, you see them carrying bank manager at the back on top of Okada. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I'm hearing you.
Please, your name and where you are.
I'm Uche Kanayo, calling from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, what I want to say is that it's obvious that the Igbos, instead of them coming home to develop their own home, they go out a place like Lagos and outer land, began to develop. I can take example from Nike Lobby. If I should ask him, that estate is building now in Lagos, what if he brought it down to Aba or Nacha, wherever he comes from? Can't he become what he wants to be again? Okay, now look at the political system now. Because of what they so-called, they voted for PDP, they are now crying why they didn't vote for APC. They are now going to be given a senior president or speaker of the house. Okay, if that should be, is there not another marginalization showing on them that they are not needed? Well, for me, it just for them to know, because most of them are very wicked. When they see where their brother will progress, they will go there and block it, sabotage you, and even plot to kill you. So, thank you, my director. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much. And I hope that they are listening to this broadcast this evening and learning from it as well. I hope that they are learning from it, because most of them do not learn. But I pray very fervently that they gain something from this broadcast this very evening, because the world has somehow come together to universally condemn the way we reason. The things we do, the way we reason, how we do things is not proper. It must change. Let the insult of this Oba be a turning point in the lives of our people, that we may turn away from our stupidity and embrace reason. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Nwoike. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Enugu State and in the local government.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes. Director, what I want to say about Benin.
No, above Lagos. Above Lagos.
Above Lagos. The man needs to die. It's not something that you just sit down and be looking the man.
Yes, he will need to die. That is true. That is very, very true. And we are doing something about it with prayer and fasting. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, I am Uzamaki. I called before, director.
Yes.
Please, I have a question to ask. I hope you wouldn't be annoyed with my question.
I answer every question.
Okay, director. Please, could I go and ask your indulgence to go with the question, director?
Of course you can, yes.
Okay, director. Please, I want to ask how we can economically succeed without a good diplomatic rapport or bilateral relationship with the world powers like Germany, France.
You can survive without them. When Chukwu Abiyama was creating Biafra, did he seek the permission of France and Germany?
No, director. No. You know, today's world politics, you know, at times if you don't come to them and, you know, and create a bilateral relationship, good bilateral relationship, they may not support us, like what happened during the Biafran war.
Do you believe in Chukwu Abiyama?
Yes, I believe in Chukwu Abiyama and what he can do. I mean, he can do the unbelievable.
We fought between 67 and 70, not under the name of Chukwu Abiyama. Do you know that?
Yes, director.
Exactly. Now we know. Now we know that Chukwu Abiyama is our God and we are going to win. Diplomacy is very good. Nobody is doubting that. But any time that you learn to... Can I ask you a question? Do you think that if Abubakar Shekau today is to offer peace to the zoo on terms, do you think they will take it or not, Nigeria?
No, I don't think
so. I will ask you again. If Shekau is today coming and saying, I don't want to kill anymore, I want 4.4 trillion to stop killing, do you think they'll give it to him or not?
They will give it to him.
On his terms, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And did Shekau get the permission of Germany and France before doing what he's doing?
No, no, not at all.
Exactly. That answers your question. We don't need anybody's permission. Because Chukwu Abiam never sought anybody's permission to put us here. Our willingness to die for our country is what will give us Biafra. Once they see that we are all prepared to die for Biafra. If they come, and some of you are prepared to trickish Imana Gwandi Bondiyoshi to go through the back, to go and negotiate a good deal, we will kill all of you. All of you will be killed. Once we start our march, every saboteur will be killed. So you understand that in your next life, you don't mess with Biafra. People think that we are joking. I love it when people think, they are just talking in the East. They are in the East talking. And I born in Lagos. I wish the upper would drown as many of you as possible in the lagoon on Saturday. You think you have sense. I told you, being clever is not the same as being intelligent. You think you're smart. You want to outsmart somebody. Oba said, I will throw you into the lagoon and drown you. In Owolo Nsoki. In First Act Town. People are so foolish. The title that you have, Ezendibo in First Act, does that sound normal to you? Are you a human being at all? Ezendibo in Papa Wolf. Hey, these people are jokers. Kandiara. I will say manyaro. Chey, God forbid. There will be a DNA testing here. If you're not sure, go and do DNA test now before the time. Okay, man, I'm not going to go on the house. And was looking at Barak and Yoshi. And then the house to remember. Aboki raped our women. And today, some of them are following Ifajuna. He will cut a deal with Buhari, the terrorist, tomorrow. He does the deal with everybody that comes along. The time here now is 12 midnight. I said I will complete 3 hours of broadcast this evening, and we have done it. With slight interruptions, of course. And this program will be uploaded as soon as we finish for the benefit of those who were not able or indisposed to participate and partake in this very service this evening. I thank all our engineers that worked, those that repaired, those that fixed all our relay stations that had difficulties, because some of you don't know there's something called maintenance. Sometimes these things, they cry out for maintenance, and I believe that we have done so. We will continue to spread this very message as soon as we get funding. Do you think that if CHK was in Lagos, this man would say this thing? He wouldn't say it. I'm telling you. If we were in Lagos broadcasting on CHK, there is no way any Oba can talk rubbish. But we are going there all the same. I want us to make what the military call incursion into the enemy territory. Abuja, Lagos, Kano, CHK 97.6. Incursion into the enemy territory. To tell them how serious we are. And this year we march. Hell, Alagamaji. This year we march. Don't worry about that. I thank all of you for having listened to us. All of you working very hard for your country all over the world. Those of them who are here with me in Biafra land, those at our embassy, our world headquarters in Victoria in Spain, Those of them in the USA, the office of our coordinator of all coordinators, the continental reps, all the nationals as well, the zonal coordinators, down to the last person, all of you make what we do possible. You fund Radio Biafra with your widow's mite. You have done very well. The fact that wherever you go to now, everybody talks about Biafra. You ask them why, they say, have you not listened to Radio Biafra? That is the question they ask themselves, especially in Abba. When they see the, have you not, on Inubayinemen, as you are beginning, have you not listened to Radio Biafra? The whole world listens to us. And it is because of this very family, this IPOB, this indigenous people of Biafra, Chukwu Abiama will bless all of you, one after the other. Onye nwem na Chineke gagozinu nine, for the work you have done, that today people can talk about Biafra and discuss Biafra after having a meal in the evening. Families now talk about Biafra, not as a criminal enterprise as envisaged by the Ifeajuna of this very period. Rafael, Lebanya ine lanya ne zuoshi. Anatabuye na un. Lebanya ine lanya ne zuoshi. A banquet. I don't keep quiet when I see evil. Some of you may run away. I won't. Ihojo. We expose it. It was a vow I took before Chukwu Abiama at the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. That was where I took my oath. Vowed in front of heaven. Instead of me to go back to quite be the man, no lump to start with, not even me. But if our hands are clean, you will give us Biafra. That is why to us, Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Why do we do so? Because Chukwu Abiama is our God, of course he is. And he is going to guide and bless each and every one of you, sustain you, nourish you, and keep you for his sake. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Once again, on behalf of the crew here with me, it is simply good evening.
Oh, hail Biafra.